Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Should fast-growing fish be served up to Americans? And if so, should they carry a label so that people know what they're eating? Those questions being considered by government regulators. ABC's Jim Hickey says the Food and Drug Administration is holding more hearings today on genetically altered fish.
They are, in effect, salmon on steroids. Atlantic salmon genetically modified with a growth hormone from Chinook salmon.
We happen to think they're lovely fish.
And good for you, too, says Ron Stottish, head of the company behind the new fish.
The food is safe, and the food has significant benefits associated with it.
Safe food advocates aren't so sure.
We don't see how the FDA can assure that there's no harm based on 4 studies.
In fact, the FDA is still studying and has not yet made a decision whether the super salmon is safe to eat. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
9 American troops are confirmed dead in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. ABC's Miguel Marquez in Kandahar province.
Those 9 troops were killed just north of here in Zabul province. The Taliban has already taken credit for the downing of that helicopter, but officials here say there is no indication of enemy fire in the area, and it's not clear why the chopper came down.
This is the worst NATO chopper crash in 4 years in Afghanistan. In Utah, the commander of the state National Guard accepting responsibility for a fast-moving wildfire. The blaze started during live fire training at a guard site 30 miles south of Salt Lake City. 1,600 homes evacuated. In Chicago, the FBI says a 22-year-old man's under arrest. He allegedly planned several bombings and a possible biological attack. Federal agents in Chicago are said to have given the man a fake bomb he tried to set off. Pop star Lady Gaga urging the Senate to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the Pentagon rule that bans gays from serving openly in the military. She posted a YouTube video and attended a rally in Maine. Senator John McCain says the ban should not be lifted until a Pentagon study is complete. This is ABC News.
Living with gout flares can be like occasionally firing up the barbecue in your big toe or periodically putting your weed whacker to work on your pinky knuckle. Yep, a gout flare is no summer picnic. Visit gout.com or ask your doctor about better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. You might see a little less of one very unwelcome summer visitor. Gout.com, now updated with even more information to help you fight for fewer flares.
Did you know 1 out of 4 vehicles' batteries will fail this winter? Let your local independently owned TechNet Auto Service Center test your battery for reliable winter starts. For a limited time, you can receive a $15 mail-in rebate when you purchase and install a new CarQuest battery from participating TechNet service centers. Visit techauto.com for complete details and for the nearest TechNet Auto Service Center for quality, affordable service that's backed by a nationwide warranty.
Wisconsin's governor says he'll seek to remove a prosecutor who sent suggestive text messages to a woman who was the victim of domestic violence. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Calumet County DA Ken Kratz won't resign, but he has gone on medical leave. His attorney says he'll fight Governor Jim Doyle's plans to remove him from office. Doyle says he has the power.
It troubles me deeply that somebody turns to the criminal justice system for help and receives the kinds of texts that we have seen.
Kratz admits sending 30 texts to a woman whose boyfriend allegedly tried to strangle her. After 2 days, the woman went to police. Kratz's attorney says other DAs have done worse. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
More trouble for Lindsay Lohan. An arrest warrant has reportedly been issued by a judge ordering the actress to turn herself in during a court hearing. Lohan could get jail time for failing 2 drug tests. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian. Japanese.
My way. My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-335-1656. 1-800-335-1656. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1656. 1656.
Conductor Marcello Busicchi leads the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 29th season. Throughout this landmark season, each concert will feature fantastic guest artists with local ties who have gone on to outstanding artistic careers. Join in the experience by purchasing season tickets at bvso.org. Single concert tickets are also available. Join the Brazos Valley Symphony for the season opener on October 3rd at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M campus. Remember, season and single tickets are on sale at www.bvso.org.
Hey, Tom here, visiting with Brian from Gold and Silver Buyers. Brian, does Gold and Silver Buyers only buy scrap gold?
We buy all precious metals. Gold, silver, platinum in any condition. We also buy diamonds, watches, sterling silver flatware, and coins. Just bring it into our store, located right here in town, and get an instant quote. And with Gold and Silver Buyers, you always know you're getting the most for your items. That's our guarantee.
Gold and Silver Buyers, the number one gold buyer in Texas for a reason. Across from the main entrance of Texas A&M. Visit goldandsilverbuyers.com.
Click over and refresh your memory with maps and contact information for all the commercials you hear on WTAW. I heard it on WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 606, 70 degrees right now at the studios. Headed to a high today of about 90 with a 40% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station police have made an arrest in the city's latest homicide. 45-year-old Stanley Griffin of College Station is charged with murder in Monday's death of 29-year-old Jennifer Haley. Griffin is also accused of causing serious bodily injury to Haley's 9-year-old son. CSPD's Rhonda Seaton says no details have been released because investigators are still gathering information.
At this point, they are still, wrapping up information regarding the investigation. It is possible that the cause of death actually will probably wait till after the autopsy is complete on the deceased. But they have been investigating, talking to neighbors, friends, family, whoever they, could possibly contact to get to where they are.
Haley and her son were in their residence, part of a fourplex in the 2400 block of Pertinalis. The 9-year-old called family members in Madisonville, who in turn called 911. Seaton says the youngster came out of surgery late Monday afternoon. 3 homicides this year and 3 last year match the 6 investigated by College Station police in the 6-year period between 2003 and 2008. Thanks to Crime Stoppers, Bryan police investigators have more information related to last Friday's hit-and-run death of a bicyclist. Police say the pickup that was driven has been found and is being processed for evidence. A person of interest has been questioned, but no arrests have been made yet. 53-year-old Jesus Camarillo was killed while riding his bicycle in the 200 block of San Jacinto near 24th Street. Pictures of the pickup taken by a convenience store camera minutes before Camarillo was struck can still be seen on our website, WTAW.com. Officials of Bryan College Station's Habitat for Humanity program have announced more financial losses and criminal investigations. These are beyond last week's charges against a woman accused of getting Habitat's bank account information and stealing more than $5,000. While an unidentified independent contractor was in the local office between September of last year and this past March, there's a $113,000 discrepancy between cash receipts in the restore operation and bank deposits. There's an additional $40,000 of checks which had either been forged or had insufficient signatures. The Habitat board and staff are exploring the possibility of its insurance carrier covering up to $100,000 of the loss. Habitat officials plan to continue to plan on building 20 homes by July of next year, allowing 20 families to purchase with an interest-free loan. You can read the complete statement from Habitat for Humanity on our website, WTAW.com. What started as too much to drink led to a Bryan man's arrest for choking a woman and threatening her with a handgun. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
26-year-old Clayton McGee was taken to jail Monday for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and interfering with an emergency phone call. The victim told investigators the incident began Sunday night at a bar in downtown Bryan. The victim said McGee was cut off from alcohol after too many drinks. Then he threw a drink on her and left. While she was still at the bar, she said she received a call from McGee demanding she get home to the house they share at East 29th and Luza. At the house, the woman accused McGee of choking her with both hands for 10 seconds, dragging her around the living room, pointing a .357 revolver pointed at her head, and tossing her cell phone when she tried to call for help. The woman said she got loose, found a house phone, hid in the bathroom, and called 911. Police found a .357 revolver underneath a couch cushion next to a semi-automatic handgun. Officers reported there were bullets in both weapons. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Tonight is the first opportunity for the College Station School Board to discuss public reaction to changing school attendance boundaries. Action is possible during tonight's Board of Trustees meeting following three forums where the average turnout approached 200, with about 20 people speaking at each gathering. Most who spoke called for better distribution of students across all socioeconomic groups at all schools, especially elementaries. Tonight's CSISD Trustees meeting starts at 7 in the board meeting room. And a new report questions the effectiveness of the stimulus package in Texas. Robert Wood has details on that from Austin.
Texas Public Policy Foundation's James Quintero says the job market remains weak and the economy continues to underperform, even with $18 billion of stimulus money flowing through it.
Many of the economic and financial indicators that the stimulus was going to improve have actually declined.
Quintero says the only job growth has been in the government, healthcare, and education sectors. He says what the government really needs to focus on now is reining in its spending and taxes so the private sector can get back on its feet and start creating jobs again. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 70 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Where in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
It's weather time, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Lots of moisture left over across the state from what was Carl. That could result in some cloud showers and thunderstorms for today. Highs 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower tonight. Lows will be near 75. Tomorrow we see better weather. It becomes partly sunny. There's a chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. High of 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows near 75. Thursday, some sun. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Aggies are 3-0 for the fourth time in 5 years, but there's still plenty that needs to be fixed, which is broken, and they've got another 9 days to do that before they open Big 12 play at Stillwater a week from Thursday. We'll talk about that. The Rangers have lost three out of their last four. Their magic number is still six, and the Astros keep playing well, but it's way too little and way too late. We'll talk about that, and the high school rankings are out. Brenham's still number two in the state. That and more coming up in sports.
Got a 40% chance of rain in our forecast. You know, and it looked like Carl was going to make wet on us yesterday in some places. But,
make we on us?
But didn't, yeah, I really didn't say that.
He was going to go Nintendo on us?
Uh-huh. I didn't say any. I said wet. Not
yeah, I know.
Well, anyway.
Trying to personalize it, actually.
Yeah. Didn't happen, no. At least in an area where I was.
But. No, nor I. But I did see
the
cloud.
I got a little bit of sprinkling yesterday.
Saw the cloud build up, though. Yeah.
Did you take the laundry out and get it sprinkled, then you could take it back in and iron it?
Right. That's what it is.
Remember those days, Mom? Mom?
Oh, yeah. Did that?
Well, we're like mid-September. So isn't it pretty much time to, you know, let the old lawn go dormant now? I mean, you know, like Chase does all year long.
Yeah, like Chase did all year long.
So now, how did your mom sprinkle the clothes?
Oh, mine did it with a Coke bottle. I want to say.
Yeah, we use Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, with holes punched in the cap.
No,
yeah.
Oh no. Now see, we had
a glass bottle. You know.
Yeah, we had a deal that kind of had a cork ring on it that you stuck in there, and it actually, you know, sprayed out of like 10 or 12 holes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, maybe Tom's mom had the same thing. Yeah.
They probably don't make those anymore.
No, because we kept it near the milk machine. I remember that. Right.
There you go. Surprise, surprise.
We didn't have a milk machine that we used for those.
Y'all didn't have a milk machine?
No, sure didn't. Sorry.
Poor childhood.
Kept it in the drawer, I'm guessing. All right.
Well, you know, the irons now have a little reservoir, and you just push the button in it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's always good when you can get that city water in there and get the go ahead and get the crystals, you know, inside that after about a year.
Do you guys know how to iron?
Yeah.
Sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Something I've never picked up on, ever.
I'm sorry?
No, I do not know how to iron anything.
Tom obviously never went and scooted a boot back in the day.
I was going to say,
from a
career and social standpoint, think about the opportunities you may have missed.
Yeah. No, seriously. I mean, I would if I could.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm
but
married.
But you can't, so you won't?
Yeah.
I'm married to a lady who finds it relaxing to iron. Really?
It gets her away from you, right?
Well, no. Actually, she'll do it right there, you know, while we're watching TV or something like that, right there in the living room. But no, it's just something that I've never, you know.
I mean, do you realize that living out there, going to school out there in West Texas like you did for 7 years, that had you, notice how I said that.
Yeah.
Had you learned to put a.
Seven, I wish.
Had you learned to put a crease in your pants, I mean, you could be the captain of some West Texas industry by
now. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I tried pants every once in a while because that's easier than a shirt. You know, like a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah,
because I think so.
Okay, well,
Of course I haven't tried.
You're not any good at any of it.
I'm not
any
good
at a man who doesn't iron.
First, when I was in college, the first thing I tried to iron was a horsehair suit, and it melted.
You tried to iron a horse?
Yeah, a suit made out of horsehair.
So you had a bald horse running around.
Yeah. It was one of those old suits that's made out of horse, and it melted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I my ironing days are pretty much over after that.
Smelled up the apartment for, a couple hours.
So
you brought something else in that smelled worse.
Yeah. They spilled more beer.
I didn't see that. We got a lot of info. I didn't see that dry clean only tag on there. They need to make those bigger.
Any suit that you can iron at home is probably a suit you don't need to be wearing.
That'd be like a suit you could put in the washing machine.
That too.
Exactly. Good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great
time today. Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Boy, we got a lot of birthdays today.
Well, it's a busy time.
Yeah, going down the list. This is the 21st of September, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
I guess if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. I mean, because after all, if you're born in anywhere around September, I mean, it might have been, Happy New Year. So
could have been.
Could have happened. Aren't you something doing that subtraction?
Yeah,
and everything.
Doing that is high for addition.
How about you? Aren't you something? Yeah. Okay, here we go.
It has to be multiplication.
That's true.
If you think about it.
Actor Carl, I'm going to start off with a guy you never heard of, but then I'll tell you who he is.
Sure.
Actor Carl Slover.
Oh.
Is 92 years old today.
You're kidding me.
Actor Carl Slover.
I don't know who that is.
I'll tell you what, I'll come back to that.
Well, okay, before you do that.
Make people think about it.
Okay, if you're going oldest, happy birthday to Walter Bruening of Montana.
Walter Brennan is
Bruening.
Excuse me.
Walter.
Hey, Papini.
Walter, at 114, is the world's oldest man.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, he's fourth oldest in the world behind three yakking women, but I mean, 114 years old.
Walter, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
And you know there's somebody always waiting on the wings to take that over.
Sure.
You
keep
know?
On living, buddy. You got you got the record as long as you're alive.
Yeah, any day now, you know, it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to come back to Carl Slover.
Yeah,
just make people think about that. Remind me. Actor Larry.
Remind me to come back.
Right, because Carl won't remember. Actor Larry Hagman. Yeah, we're talking JR.
Sure.
And before that, Genie Squeeze, right?
Collecting bets, I suppose.
Yeah. He's, well, you know, he did. He nearly died. He had the liver transplant, I guess he did. Mm-hmm. But came out okay. He's 79 years old today. Poet, songwriter Leonard Cohen is 76. Actor-comedian Fanny Flagg.
Oh, my. Match game.
Exactly.
And now, fried green tomatoes.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that she was older than this, but it says here she's only 66.
Okay.
I would have thought she was in her 70s for sure.
Yeah.
Stephen King, he's a weird duck, is he not?
Yeah.
He's 63 years old today. One of the Eagles guitarists, Don Felder, turns 63 years
Another
old.
Another collecting bets.
Yeah. Indeed. Actor Bill Murray's birthday is today. He turns 60 years old today. Writer, producer Ethan Coen, one of the Coen brothers. He's a weird duck.
Yeah, well, they are.
He's 53 years old. Actor-comedian Dave Coulier. He's the guy who, on Full House, that career didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
He's 51 years old. David James Elliott, he was Jag, of course, is 50 years old today.
Big, tall guy. He had trouble doing doing scenes with women. They'd have to stand on boxes. He's like 6'6", 6'7", something like that.
Yeah. Women think he's dreamy, though.
Okay.
Actress Nancy Travis, she was in Becker and Almost Perfect, is 49. Actor Rob Morrow from Northern Exposure turns 48 years old.
And Numbers.
And Numbers, yes, uh-huh. From Curb Your Enthusiasm, actress Cheryl Hines turns 45.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Faith Hill
is
a beautiful woman still, certainly, 43.
Maybe the more talented of the pair, I just would
think. Could be. Yeah. Could
probably
be.
Depends on who you ask.
Sure. Yeah, you're probably right. Talk show host Ricky Lake turns 42 years old. Actor Luke Wilson turns 39 years old. And a TV star of stars, what a great talent, Nicole Richie. From The Simple Life is 29 years old. Of course, she'd be the daughter of Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie Grace, for you Lost fans, is 27 years old. And that's all I got.
Oh, no.
Keep going, but I got to get back to Carl. Go ahead.
Network news guy and other stuff now. Bill Curtis is 70.
Didn't have him.
And talking about falling off his money.
Yeah.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Oh man. God, is there a show that at the end of it you don't see produced by Jerry Bruckheimer?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
it doesn't seem like it.
And you know, now he does so many, but again, if you look at his CSIs, for instance, he visually knows how to create a picture on the screen. He through lights and color, he's pretty good. 65.
There you go. Right, and Carl Slover was, and I think probably is, the last surviving Munchkin of the Wizard of Oz. He's 92 years old today. Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah, yeah,
no. So there you go.
Okay.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Thanks.
Well, I don't know which thing. Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, The Sleep Station, First Victoria Bank, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Subway. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so how bad are things getting for the president? Now we know he's losing independents in droves. We know intensity is with the GOP. And we know that Pelosi's worried, and we know Reid is worried. Well, here's the anointed one at a town hall meeting, and now he's hearing from a supporter.
I'm also a mother. I'm a wife. I'm an American veteran. And I'm one of your middle-class Americans. And quite frankly, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted of defending you, defending your administration. I've been told that I voted for a man who said he was going to change things in a meaningful way for the middle class. I'm one of those people, and I'm waiting, sir. I'm waiting.
I'm exhausted defending you. Well, you can't defend what's indefensible now, can you?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, business owners, a word for you that's Suddenlink, here to help you control costs and maybe even upgrade your phone service. Because, you know, they have business phone service, unlimited local and long-distance calling, as low as $39.95, and it includes maybe some features you don't have right now: call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, and a lot more. But most importantly, the two things that you want to be able to do: you want to be able to keep your phone number, and you can with Suddenlink business phone service, and you get to keep the equipment you've already invested in when you use Suddenlink business service. Now, here's a special phone number for you to call. It's 903-939-7245. Now, call Regina and let her crew get to work showing you how you can upgrade your phone service and save money. 903-939-7245. And just like with your home, if you want to bundle other Suddenlink products, you can do that and get savings as well. This is scalable, so as you need to add phone lines, you can do that, and you can customize your calling features to help improve your efficiency. So call Regina and her team at 903-939-7245. I did this about a little more than a year ago, and I save money at my business for that, and you can do the same. 903-939-7245. Have your phone bill ready so that you can quickly compare how much money you can save using Suddenlink business phone service.
Brenham National Bank has been serving its customers generation after generation. We were chartered in 1933. We have been providing financial services for our friends and neighbors in the Brazos Valley for over 77 years. That makes locally owned Brenham National Bank pretty unique. Our personal bankers know you when you walk in the door. Wouldn't you like to bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered a basket with information about businesses. Get your business there. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 89 for a high temperature today. Forecast calls for a 40% chance of showers today. We'll be down around 72 again tonight. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance of showers, and then a chance of showers hanging around all the way through the weekend. High today will be in the lower 90s. Low will be in the middle 70s. Right now, humidity is 87%, and we have mostly cloudy skies. 73 out there.
Most people make decisions not in the way you would think they would make decisions. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I started having symptoms of menopause when I was 47 years old. The hot flashes and night sweats were almost unbearable. I gained 50 pounds, was irritable, emotional, just not myself. As a registered nurse, I was concerned about taking pharmaceutical hormone replacement therapies because there is a history of breast cancer in my family, plus all of the unknowns when you take drugs. So I tried Amberen. Within just a few weeks, the hot flashes stopped. Yes, they stopped. I have been working with Amberen for almost a year now. I've dropped so much weight, I'm no longer irritable. I sleep great, and I have a ton of energy. One of the most important aspects of this treatment is that there are no side effects. I highly recommend Amberen. Signed, Carol Richardson, RN, and very satisfied Amberen customer. For your risk-free supply of Amberen, call 1-800-564-5577. A limited number of risk-free trials are available. Call 1-800-564-5577. That's 1-800-564-5577. Or visit stopflashes.com.
It's interesting to discover what types of things influence the decisions people make.
Most people make decisions based on emotion or a subconscious trigger versus logic.
Kurt Mortensen, author of the book Maximum Influence, says if you're trying to influence someone, it's good to know what some of those subconscious triggers are. And one of them is smell.
For example, studies show that people around the smell of a Cinnabon store are more likely to give donations to a charity. That's one reason real estate agents will have someone cook bread or cookies before they go to show a home.
Another powerful tool of influence is how you package your words.
For example, the airline industry, they're very good at packaging their words. They say, in the event of a water landing, hello, you know, you're crashing into the water. And they don't have life preservers on board. They call them a flotation device. And my favorite is, they've never lost my luggage. It's only been misplaced. It softens the blow, and people react in a different way.
And in sales, for example,
you would never want to use the word contract.
because that has certain triggers to that. You know, great professionals will say the word agreement or paperwork. You know, they never say cost, they say investment. Your product's never cheaper, it's more economical. Your product's not more expensive, it's top of the line. And so the way you say it, the research shows that it has a different impact on people.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Jason Ruppel, General Manager at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside of Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet on any Wednesday or Thursday from now through the end of the month and play all day for only $20 plus tax, including green fee and cart fee. Again, that's play all day on any Wednesday or Thursday for only $20. Be sure to mention this play all day special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207 or visit us online at bluebonnetcountry.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 70 degrees right now at the studios, high today about 90 with a 40% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mia's on Main for windows beyond measure and more. It's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. An arrest has been made in College Station's latest homicide. 45-year-old Stanley Griffin of College Station was arrested Monday night for the murder of 29-year-old Jennifer Haley. Griffin is also accused of causing serious bodily injury to Haley's 9-year-old son. The circumstances of what happened have not been revealed by investigators.
It's very hard for people to understand why we don't give more information out, because we know that the public is concerned and we know that they are alarmed. But releasing too much information in the early stages can really be harmful to the investigation.
The police department's Rhonda Seaton says the 9-year-old came out of surgery late Monday afternoon. That's after he called a family member in Madisonville to report what happened to him and his mother in their home, part of a fourplex in the 2400 block of Pernalis. The family member then contacted 911. It's the third homicide in College Station and the sixth in the last 2 years. That matches the number in the six-year period between 2003 and 2008. Bryan police believe they have the pickup that struck and killed a bicyclist Friday night. Police say anonymous tips led led investigators to the truck and to someone considered a person of interest. Police say no arrests have been made and the pickup was taken into evidence. 53-year-old Jesus Camarillo was killed after being hit in the 200 block of San Jacinto near 24th Street. Witnesses told police the suspect fled the scene. Habitat for Humanity in Bryan College Station plans to build 20 homes by July of next year, allowing 20 families to purchase them with an interest-free loan. Still, that announcement comes as local staff and the Habitat Board continue addressing financial losses that approach $160,000. Habitat officials say local law enforcement continued to probe the activity of an independent contractor who worked for 6 months before being fired last March. The outside help is accused of writing more than $40,000 in checks with forged or insufficient signatures. The unidentified contractor is also under investigation for a $113,000 discrepancy between cash receipts in the restore operation and bank deposits. This news comes after last week's arrest of a different person accused of taking more than $5,000 after getting access to Habitat's bank account and routing numbers. Habitat officials released a detailed update on the investigation. You can read it online at WTAW.com. Pointing a gun at his roommate's head after choking her for 10 seconds are among the reasons a Bryan man was arrested Monday morning. We get details on that from Bill Oliver, from WTAW's Bill Oliver, I should say.
Bryan police went to a home at East 29th and Lusa and took to jail 26-year-old Clayton McGee for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and interfering with an emergency phone call. McGee's accused of threatening his roommate with a .357 handgun, which was found underneath a living room couch cushion next to a semi-automatic handgun. Police reported there were bullets in both weapons. McGee's accused of tossing the victim's cell phone as she was trying to make an emergency call. The woman said she got loose, got a house phone, and hid in a bathroom to call 911. The woman said what happened at the home followed McGee drinking too much the night before at a downtown Bryan bar where they stopped serving him. She said McGee tossed a drink at her before he left the bar. She stayed until he called and demanded she come home. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Parents had three opportunities to tell College Station school trustees what they thought of redrawing school boundary lines. Tonight is the Board of Trustees' first chance to discuss rezoning. Action is possible on the recommendations made almost a month ago. Most who spoke in three recent forums called for getting all schools, particularly elementaries, closer to the 40% mark of students on free and reduced lunches. Tonight's meeting starts at 7. And a clergy group favorable to Islam says the State Board of Education should drop a resolution that deals with how the religion is portrayed in textbooks. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The resolution says the State Board of Education will not approve textbooks that have a pro-Islam, anti-Christian bias and cites several references to past textbooks that they say did have that bias. Austin University Baptist Church Minister Larry Bethune says that's a false claim.
Misleading at best, ignoring entire sections in the textbooks about Christianity.
The Liberty Institute's Jonathan Sines says this is a real issue.
We don't want imbalance and we don't want religious discrimination in our textbooks.
The board is expected to take up the issue Friday. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 635, 70 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
Sterling makes it easy.
The 2010 Cadillac CTS Sports Sedan at Sterling Auto Group is a dynamic combination of power and grace. For the first time ever on CTS, take advantage of 0% APR for up to 72 months. Or experience the utility and elegance of the Cadillac SRX luxury crossover vehicle. Now 0% APR for 36 months. Power, grace, class, only at Sterling Auto Group.
Sterling makes it easy.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Southern part of the state got hammered yesterday with over 7 inches of rainfall. Some of that remnant moisture from Tropical Storm Carl. We'll start the day off with clouds, and we could see a shower or thunderstorm pop up, 85 to 90. Maybe a stray shower for tonight, lows near 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow. Chance for shower or a thunderstorm, 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Thursday, partial sun, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggies have suffered 9 turnovers in the last 2 football games, 5 fumbles and 4 interceptions, and Coach Mike Sherman was asked about that yesterday, and he had something to say about that yesterday. The Aggies have 9 more days off before they start Big 12 play. We'll talk about that. Aggie volleyball team has the midweek off before they host Texas Tech on Saturday, and we'll talk about the Rangers losing and the Astros winning. That kind of midweek stuff coming up in sports.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got?
CNBC with their event yesterday with the U.S. American president of the free world, Barack Hussein Obama.
He's probably like honorary chairman of CNBC, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what, again, did Keith Olbermann introduce him?
No, that's MSNBC.
Oh, that's MSNBC. That's right. I get my
my
NBC prefixes mixed up.
Yeah. You know, this is a pre-screened group of guests, if you will, and I would imagine some supporters in there. And, you know, Rush played it, and I don't know if you heard Hannity play it a little while ago. But this lady, an African-American woman, who says she is a military veteran, she is a CFO, and she basically stood up and said this to the president of the U.S. American free world.
I'm also a mother, I'm a wife, I'm an American veteran, and I'm one of your middle-class Americans. And quite frankly, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted of defending you, defending your administration. I've been told that I voted for a man who said he was going to change things in a meaningful way for the middle class. I'm one of those people, and I'm waiting, sir. I'm waiting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Just
nice
just
knowing
double,
you, ma'am.
Yeah. Just double wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We're glad you enjoyed your job of CFO up until yesterday.
I'm saying the screener dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or was just lied to.
Yeah. Now, again, kudos to her for absolutely putting words into the embodiment of the way a lot of people feel.
Do we have his reaction? It wasn't on the teleprompter, so what could he have said?
Well, if anyone else had said it, it would have been racism. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
right.
That's not very nice. Now, quite honestly, he once again was very, I don't know, he tried to explain in a very quiet way that things are better. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, here the story here, it says the president responded with equanimity, you know, with a calming effect, if you will. Quote, "Times are tough for everybody right now. I understand your frustration." Mr. President.
Do you really know?
Yeah. Somehow, some way, I don't believe that's the case. You're always jetting off to do thus and so. We see you dressed up in tuxedos, partying down. Someplace I saw, since he's been in office, they've spent $12 million on parties. You know, somehow or other, Bill Clinton saying, "I feel your pain," actually resonated with people, as opposed to your almost standoffish way of talking to folks, of, oh, spending, what did he spend, 27 hours in the Gulf States?
I think so. Long enough to,
get one little photo op.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure the kids were out there frolicking on the beach.
I mean, no, you don't feel the pain. I believe the vast majority of Americans do not think that you understand this situation.
Think about what, his popularity is, what, in the 40s? Is that right?
44, maybe, if that's right. Yeah.
And that's with, one element, I guess, of his popularity is like what the stock market's doing. Well, that's with the stock market still, hanging above that magic number of 10,000. Think if the stock market was down in the sevens or eights like it was a year or so ago. Think about what the popularity would be then.
If you want to tie those two things, the market was up, I think, 107 points yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so the Obama supporters are saying, see, this is okay, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went ahead and he did this thing on CNBC, and the stock market didn't crater.
Right.
Well, a story that I've got, we'll do a little bit later on today, shows that, in fact, people are not going back to the stock market. The brokerage houses are not going to make the amount of money that they thought they were. And understand, those are the guys and gals who make money when buying happens and when selling happens. When transactions happen, they make money. Well, you know what? They're not going to make their numbers this year.
Right.
And the reason is people have just pulled back. They've put it in a friggin' CD or under their mattress. They are not investing back into the market. So the market can be where it is, and it can go up 107 points, but the overall confidence in the market is not there. And if you talk to young people who might be looking at making investments someplace, they're not going there. Gold is doing monster numbers now. People don't want to be in the stock market. They don't want to invest in American business. And quite honestly, business owners don't want to invest in their business right now because this guy hasn't done anything to engender any kind of confidence in what the future is going to hold.
Yeah. You're talking about the market because I do a little bit of following of that because I got a lot of money in it.
Yeah.
Surely it's better than it was like in March.
I'm doing Joanne Worley.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
It's better than it was in March of 2009 when it was, but still it's pretty much flat for the year.
And again, but the problem is the way a 60-year-old looks at the market and the way a 40-year-old looks at the market is different because a 40-year-old is looking to build their nest egg for the future, and they're just going, the stock market is not where I want to put my money.
And the 60-year-old, I can tell you from experience, is just wanting it just to hang on.
Because the hook is already so deeply inside of you, right?
Right, until they can afford to start taking it out and paying taxes.
I'll tell you right now, the 34-year-old's just not planning on retiring.
Yeah, there you go. Work forever.
I'm dead serious.
I know. I understand.
I'm dead serious. Retirement's not even part of my vocabulary. Yeah. I mean, yes, I'm saving. Yes, I'm investing. Yes, I'm putting back. But I don't. If nothing else, it's something I'll leave for my children.
Well, you're 30 years away, Chase.
You better appreciate that.
You go back to 30 years ago. You wouldn't imagine where we'd be. Now. So, Now, I would say don't take it out of your vocabulary, but no, it's something you're not thinking about.
And that's, you know, I'm going to save, there are a couple of things I'm going to save for next hour, because one of them has to do with the American dream. And I don't want to discuss that now. I'd like to discuss that later on. But that kind of touches on what you're discussing.
The late, great American
dream? Well, yeah, something like that. So yesterday, after, of course, engendering this tremendous amount of confidence, this groundswell of support, the president says, I got to get to Philadelphia. So he heads over to Philadelphia because he wants to go rally support for Joe Sestak, mm-hmm. who's running against Pat Toomey for Arlen Specter's seat, because they ask Arlen to go sit down on the bench. Well, so the president arrives yesterday. The story is he arrives yesterday in Pennsylvania, and Specter is on the tarmac to greet the president when he arrives. And one of the White House pool reporters gets his attention. Hello, are you awake, Senator? Senator, are you looking at me? And he asks the senator, how do you think Congressman Sestak is doing with his campaign? After a five-second pause.
And let's think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Senator, how do you think the congressman is doing with his campaign?
Yeah.
One, two, yeah. Three, four, five.
I'm late for the squash court. So I'm going to defer that to when I can answer one spot. Yes.
Yeah, and you're late for the squash.
Then the reporter says, should I interpret that as not very well? To which Specter said, I'm late for the squash court.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
So
was he standing there at the normal spot that they stand in the Capitol building? When
He was on the tarmac. He was on the tarmac in Pennsylvania waiting to shake hands with the president.
And he's late.
When that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, needless to say, that was rather interesting. Now, the other deal is that Democrat leaders in the House and Senate are going to meet today to discuss what, if anything, they can get done before the elections, because word is they're getting out of town tomorrow. And as we discussed yesterday, that tells you something when they've decided they don't need to be languishing in D.C. There are a lot of boys and girls who need to get out on the campaign trail and save themselves.
Yeah, we're talking
6 weeks from today.
Six weeks from today. Yeah, there you go.
Now, the bare minimum would be the final House approval of the small business bill, and then that was in the Senate last week, and then the continuing resolution. And we talked to Chet Edwards about that last week. They call it the CR for short. That's basically your temporary budget bill, and which is what you need to keep the government going, because the new fiscal year begins October the 1st. But that's, you know, they're not there yet, and they are there are many guys and gals who are looking to get out of town so they can go take care of that.
Give them 6 weeks. They may be getting out of town permanently.
That's right. And then Thursday,
I got to go pound in yard signs.
Yeah, something like that. Thursday, the Republicans are going to unveil a new contract with America that's modeled after what Newt Gingrich did in 1994. The congressional newspaper, The Hill, says that for the last 2 years, quoting now, Republicans have won points from voters chiefly by opposing the Obama administration agenda, end quote. Now they are ready to articulate their agenda. They haven't announced the contents yet. That's why they want to do the thing on Thursday.
We're still working on it.
Yeah, I think so. Crayon's big chief. It's expected to include a promise to freeze taxes for 2 years, return spending to 08 levels, and repeal health care reform and financial regulation reform. Democrats aren't impressed. They said it took them more than 20 months to repackage the plan that is no different from the one that caused the Bush Great Recession. So Thursday we'll see. And again, the first contract with America came at a little bit different time, but nonetheless it was refreshing to see. So we'll find out what they're going to do.
You know, I'm a political junkie just like you are, mm-hmm. I am, but I do not recall an off-year election that I've had more interest in that, and I believe will be more significant and interesting than this one coming up.
Well,
as far as a referendum on the presidency and so much, you know, that's involved in this, it's really fascinating.
And again, my view, I think, is that there were a whole lot of people who voted 2 years ago to get this man into the White House.
Mm-hmm.
They were young or in some ways felt disenfranchised for whatever reason. They voted for him. They've elected him. And now they're basically losing interest again, saying, don't bother me, okay?
Right.
I elected the guy you wanted me to elect, and here's where we are. I'm not going to go out and vote in some off-year election. You want me to vote every 2 years? I'm not going to do that.
Because after all, it's max of effort.
Yeah, I don't got to do that. By the way, just real quick, finally, you can already vote in Georgia.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently,
absentee voting has started.
The polls in Georgia are open, giving residents the next 6 weeks to cast their ballot.
It's a heck of an early voting period.
That is a very interesting situation. Marketing obviously has to be different. And then finally, real quickly, apparently, what's her name? Christine O'Donnell is going to hit a $2 million. She will have raised $2 million online by this weekend. And that's interesting because it's a small state. In Delaware, $2 million probably goes a long way. It's not nearly the same as...
Because how many media markets are in Delaware?
Yeah, at the one, Dover, no, two, Dover and Wilmington. I dare you to name another city in Delaware.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friend, at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, September 25th is Raised Bed Gardening. Learn how to add a whole new dimension to your gardening without some of the aches and pains. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Your tree's limbs may need special care and attention, and you can give that to them, or you can certainly hire somebody who can. We're going to talk about tree limbs and things you need to be doing as you go through the fall and get them ready for the wintertime right after this important announcement. You still have a few days left to save 41% on my 2011 Texas gardening calendar. This is going to be a beautiful calendar. Let me explain what I try to accomplish in the calendar. First of all, I save my best photos that I take each year just for the calendar, so it's always a pretty calendar. I think you'll like it very much. I don't mean to boast. I'm certainly not that kind of person, but I'll put it up against any of the big national calendars that you find in bookstores. We don't put it in bookstores, however. So you get the calendar, and the calendar also has more than 10,000 words down at the bottom of the grid each month, the grid page. It's going to tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. That's a lot of information. You get the full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine featuring outstanding garden writers from all over Texas, the calendar at a 41% savings, and more than 10,000 words of when to do things, and it's all for just $34.95. When we go to press with the calendar, the price will go up. This offer is expiring, so call today. Just $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed. The number is 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. If a tree limb breaks or if it's pruned improperly, decay can set in. Given enough time, it may progress back into the main trunk of the tree, causing a serious cavity. Now, a lot of people are tempted to fill the cavity, and that may or may not be a good idea. You really need to have an arborist on hand to help you with that. It's going to be very hard to know what to do otherwise. And you need to call in a professional. That is very important. Your main goal is to get a roll of new bark to form across the hole. And you just need to make sure that that can happen before the decay becomes a real problem. A professional will know how to watch for that. There are occasions when trees need extra help bracing themselves against wind and ice. Evergreen trees like live oaks may break from the weight of ice on their branches and leaves. Bradford pears and other narrow-branched trees may break apart because of their poor limb structure. In both cases, cabling could give the trees extra years of service. Cabling tree limbs is tricky. You may even decide to hire that arborist to do that work for you as well. If you decide to try it yourself, however, you need to start with a winch that can draw the limbs slightly together. Pad the bark so you don't damage the tree. Once you've installed the cable, you'll release the tension on the winch. As you release that tension, the cable will become taut. You'll need to use stout cable that can stand up to the weight of the tree limbs, as well as the pulsing and snapping of the branches in windstorms. Oh, and when you put that cable in, you want to drill completely through the branch, each branch, and you do that in the exact direction the cable's going to go. Don't ever wrap trees, trunks, or branches with the cable, since encircling cable would girdle the limb, cause it to die. For maximum strength, cables should be installed 8 or 10 or 15 feet out from the juncture of limbs. That way they're going to hold up a lot better. Properly installed, cables can let the entire tree canopy move in concert in strong winds. It's a very useful procedure that can be of great help to important trees in our landscapes, especially those that hang over our homes and over our driveways and over us, for that matter. You want to look for a certified arborist when you go out into the world looking for a tree specialist. Don't hire just anybody with a truck. You need to make sure you get the very best. I'm Neil Sperry. The best shrubs for the shade will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville. It's 6:55. Here's a first look at your sports. It's brought to you by Copperas Hollow, the Brazos Valley's newest nursing and rehabilitation center. Visit them at CopperasHollowCare.com. The Aggies met the press yesterday, and after that come from behind 27-20 win over Florida International Saturday, there are still plenty of questions about this team, and now they're 9 days away from their Big 12 opener with Oklahoma State. Gerard Johnson certainly had his problems the first three quarters Saturday night, but the fact that they stuck with it, got the win, is the kind of experience that may pay off down the road.
I think it will. You know, I never really had the mindset to where, I knew I was struggling. I mean, of course, obviously I knew I was struggling, but I never really had the mindset to where, I was down on myself or anything like that. I mean, I had a lot of confidence in guys around me today make plays, and, you know, it's just I got to do my part to get them the ball, and they were going to make plays around me. You know, so I never really looked too deeply into it. I knew we'd come out of it, but I think it does as a team, you know, let us know that we can handle adversity. And I think it's good for us to go through a game like that prior to going to conference play and some of the bigger, I guess, the more Big 12 SEC type opponents you're going to play, because those games are not going to be easy. And us kind of going through that experience, knowing that we can do it and we've done it before, will help us out in the long run.
Aggies are 3-0 for the fourth time in 5 years, and Gerard's right. Big 12 and SEC, that's the next two games. Oklahoma State a week from Thursday in Stillwater. And then 10 days later, on Saturday, October the 9th, in Arlington with Arkansas. Well, the high school rankings are out, and Brenham continues to be ranked second in Class 4A behind Aledo. Cameron is still fifth in Class 2A after their two-point win over Navasota on Friday. Caldwell is 3A and 3A, Franklin in 2A, and Burton in 1A all receive votes. The top-ranked team in 1A changed. Canadian moved up after Mart lost. 5A King is still Euless Trinity, 3A is Brownwood, and 2A is Dangerfield. West Orange Stark High School has called off this Saturday's football game following the death of their quarterback, Reggie Garrett Jr., who collapsed on the sideline during last Friday night's home game. They were to have played at Giddings this Friday, but Coach Dan Hooks told a Beaumont TV station that the team will likely resume its season at home against Kirbyville on October the 2nd. The Texas Rangers are going through kind of a mini slump right now as they sit on the verge of capturing the American League West title. The Rangers have lost three of their last four after losing the first of a three-game series to the LA Angels last night, 7-4. The Oakland A's beat the White Sox, so Texas's magic number stays at 6 with 13 games left to play. Any combination of Texas wins or Oakland losses that add up to 6, that'll clinch the title for Texas. Now, a four-game Texas-Oakland showdown on the West Coast looms starting on Thursday, so that's where they could either win the division or watch it get tighter. Meanwhile, they have two more games at the Angels. The Astros beat the Nationals 8-2. They stay in third place in the NL Central despite a much-improved second half of the season that's way too little, way too late. It's official now. It's a switch. The Houston Astros are moving their AAA farm club to Oklahoma City from Round Rock, finishing what's essentially a swap with the Texas Rangers of Holmes for their top minor league teams. The Rangers announced last week that they were teaming up with the AAA Round Rock and ending their relationship with the Oklahoma City Redhawks after 28 years. Rangers had the Redhawks, the Astros had the Express. The 49ers last night got a 37-yard field goal as time expired. That's New Orleans, I should say, to win 25-22 over the 49ers in the Monday night football game. 49ers did retire Hall of Famer Jerry Rice's number 80 jersey at halftime of the Monday night game. Rice spent 16 of his 21 NFL years in San Francisco and holds virtually every significant receiving record in the NFL. And speaking of baseball again, George Steinbrenner has been honored with the largest monument at Yankee Stadium, dwarfing those of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, and Mickey Mantle. The tribute to the late owner was unveiled by his family in Monument Park just before Monday night's game against Tampa Bay. Steinbrenner died on July the 13th. The monument reads, a true visionary who changed the game of baseball.
All right,
forever.
We got to go. WTAW, College Station, Brian, it's 7 o'clock.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Only half of Americans now think if you work hard, you'll get ahead. The findings in an ABC News Yahoo poll out this morning. Many people with mixed opinions on the economy.
Here's a reality check. Just half the public in this poll says the American dream still holds true. Only a quarter would want their own child to run for Congress. And for all the election posturing, about half don't think either political party can do much with the economy.
ABC News polling director Gary Langer. President Obama says he's not anti-business.
The federal government is probably less intrusive now than it was 30 years ago. Our tax rates are lower now than they were under Ronald Reagan. They're much lower than they were under Dwight Eisenhower.
And the president took questions from voters during an event aired on CNBC. Some of the people who spoke expressed frustration about the weak economy and high unemployment. Fatal crash today in Afghanistan. 9 American troops died when a helicopter went down. The cause is being investigated. FDA hearings continue today on genetically modified salmon. Should this faster-growing fish be allowed? The company that came up with it says, yeah.
Aqua Advantage salmon is Atlantic salmon, and food from Aqua Advantage salmon is as safe as food from other Atlantic salmon.
That's FDA scientist Kathleen Jones, who appears to have no problems with the fish. Critics say a lot more tests are needed before the salmon is proved to be safe.
We believe that if this GE salmon is approved, that there is a difference.
In nutritional content, says Winona Hauter of the group Food and Water Watch. More rain in the forecast today for parts of the Texas coast. Leftovers from Hurricane Carl, blamed for storms and flooding. Flash flood watch now in effect for a dozen Texas counties. This is ABC News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams during our 3-day super sale. Save 40% on paints and stains September 24th through the 26th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
A lawsuit filed against the stock trading firm E-Trade for one of its commercials has been dropped.
The E-Trade commercial featured babies chatting on their computers and talking about a Lindsay.
And that milkaholic Lindsay wasn't over?
Lindsay? Lohan sued E-Trade for $100 million, claiming she was the implied target of that milkaholic joke. Now she's withdrawn the suit. It's unclear if E-Trade agreed to pay Lohan to give up on the case. The company won't comment. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A woman who now admits she splashed acid on her face is facing a criminal charge in Vancouver, Washington. Bethany Storrow first claimed she was attacked by a stranger. She's charged with theft for taking $28,000 in a donation.
I think the right thing to do was to file the charges that I filed. I think the evidence supports the filing of these felony theft charges. And I think the criminal justice system needs to react and is reacting.
Clark County, Washington Prosecutor Tony Goldick. Richard Davies, ABC News.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public, Traditions members, and Aggie fans.
Conductor Marcello Busicchi leads the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 29th season. Throughout this landmark season, each concert will feature fantastic guest artists with local ties who have gone on to outstanding artistic careers. Join in the experience by purchasing season tickets at bvso.org. Single concert tickets are also available. Join the Brazos Valley Symphony for the season opener on October 3rd at 5 p.m. in Ruddard Theater on the Texas A&M campus. Remember, season and single tickets are on sale at www.bvso.org.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at swhp.org.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Prosperity Bank, Valero Crossroads Aggieland, and Tom Light Chevrolet. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
This is Chuck Morrow, owner of Aggieland Lighting and the Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet. I'm asking you to shop in town and support our local economy. Local businesses like my own employ your friends and neighbors. Shopping online or driving to Houston hurts local businesses and doesn't guarantee you good service. Before you shop online or out of town, remember to support our community and shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Jason Ruppel, General Manager at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside of Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet on any Wednesday or Thursday from now through the end of the month and play all day for only $20 plus tax, including green fee and cart fee. Again, that's play all day on any Wednesday or Thursday for only $20. Be sure to mention this play all day special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207 or visit us online at bluebonnetcountry.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:07, 71 degrees right now at the studios, 90 for a high today, and a 40% chance of showers in our forecast. We'll take a look at the weather coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station police have made an arrest in the city's latest homicide. 45-year-old Stanley Griffin of College Station is charged with murder in Monday's death of 29-year-old Jennifer Haley. Griffin is also accused of causing serious bodily injury to Haley's 9-year-old son. CSPD's Rhonda Seaton says no details have been released because investigators are still gathering information.
At this point, they are still, wrapping up information regarding the investigation. It is possible that the cause of death actually will probably wait till after the autopsy is complete on the deceased. They have been investigating, talking to neighbors, friends, family, whoever they, could possibly contact to get to where they are.
Haley and her son were in their residence, part of a fourplex in the 2400 block of Perdinalis. The 9-year-old called family members in Madisonville, who in turn called 911. Seaton says the youngster came out of surgery Monday afternoon. This makes 3 homicides this year plus 3 last year, matching the 6 investigated by CSPD in the 6-year period between 2003 and 2008. Thanks to Crime Stoppers, Bryan police have more information related to last Friday's hit-and-run death of a bicyclist. Police say the pickup that was driven has been found and is being processed for evidence. A person of interest has been questioned, but no arrests have been made. 53-year-old Jesus Camarillo was killed while riding his bicycle Friday night in the 200 block of San Jacinto near 24th Street. Officials with the Bryan College Station Habitat for Humanity chapter have announced more financial losses and criminal investigations. These are beyond last week's charges against a woman accused of getting Habitat's bank account information and stealing more than $5,000. While an unidentified independent contractor was in the local office between September of last year and this past March, there is a $113,000 discrepancy between cash receipts in the restore operation and bank deposits. There's also an additional $40,000 worth of checks which had either been forged or had insufficient losses. A complete statement from Habitat is available online at WTAW.com. What started as too much to drink led to a Bryan man's arrest for choking a woman and threatening her with a handgun. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
26-year-old Clayton McGee was taken to jail Monday for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and interfering with an emergency phone call. The victim told investigators the incident began Sunday night at a bar in downtown Bryan. The victim said McGee was cut off from alcohol after too many drinks. Then he threw a drink on her and left. While she was still at the bar, she said she received a call from McGee demanding she get home to the house they share at East 29th and Luza. At the house, the woman accused McGee of choking her with both hands for 10 seconds, dragging her around the living room, pointing a .357 revolver pointed at her head, and tossing her cell phone when she tried to call for help. The woman said she got loose, found a house phone, hid in the bathroom, and called 911. Police found the .357 revolver underneath a couch cushion next to a semi-automatic handgun. Officers reported there were bullets in both weapons. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tonight's the first opportunity for College Station school trustees to publicly discuss the changing attendance boundaries. Action is possibly is possible during tonight's Board of Trustees meeting following the three forums where the average turnout approached 200 people and about 20 people speaking at each gathering. Most who spoke called for better distribution of students across all socioeconomic groups at all schools, especially elementary schools. Tonight's board meeting starts at 7. And a new report questions the effectiveness of the stimulus package in Texas. Robert Wood has details on that from Austin.
Texas Public Policy Foundation's James Quintero says the job market remains weak and the economy continues to underperform, even with $18 billion of stimulus money flowing through it.
Many of the economic and financial indicators that the stimulus was going to improve have actually declined.
Quintero says the only job growth has been in the government, healthcare, and education sectors. He says what the government really needs to focus on now is reining in its spending and taxes so the private sector can get back on its feet and start creating jobs again. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:11, 71 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up about 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand new Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at wctractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's wctractor.com on the web.
Hey, good morning. It's 713, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a basket that has information about businesses. Get your business there. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Southern part of the state got hammered yesterday with over 7 inches of rainfall. Some of that remnant moisture from Tropical Storm Carl. We'll start day off with clouds, and we could see a shower or thunderstorm pop up, 85 to 90. Maybe a stray shower for tonight. Lows near 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow. Chance for shower or a thunderstorm, 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Thursday, partial sun, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High school football rankings, Texas A&M football with 9 days now before they play their next football game. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the Astros, the Rangers. There's only 13 games left in the regular season before the playoffs. That and more coming up in sports. Ooh, grooving there.
Because it's Tuesday.
Little Lou Bega.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead and get over there to the elliptical. Get ready. Here we go now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't want to.
I tried to keep up with this on the elliptical. I'm pretty sure you could hurt yourself.
You could. Maybe go every other beat. That might work.
Because otherwise, you're going to pull something.
Yeah. We got to get to the hook here because we got to have that going in your head for the entire day. Yeah, I was either going to do this or the Manama song, so I decided this would be better.
Here's
come
your
on,
hook.
Lou. Here we go.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see,
yeah.
A little bit of Sandra in the sun.
See, this is all because we had a caller who was concerned. Because she tuned in on a, I don't know, just a Tuesday. And
yeah. It's been a couple of years since she called.
Yeah, but that's why we try to work really, really hard now on Tuesdays to have some music for you.
Yeah, because we don't want her to call back.
No. Remember that call?
Oh.
A message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30. 6:25.
We only have to be on between 6 and 6:30.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff. And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. I'm hoping this may be just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
That it's not going to be that way every morning I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Sure.
But don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's
so
a bunch
far.
Of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
By my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see.
All right, you ought to have a pretty good sweat built up now. Cardio's doing okay. Got your heart rate up.
You betcha. Right.
There we go.
Do you think the poor lady has any idea that she's become a staple of our show? Do you think any of her friends have called and says, that really sounds like you?
It proves that, once again, you can take a can of Spam and make it almost anything. I think that we take what we're given and we craft a show out of it. Isn't that basically right?
Well, we do stuff.
Yeah, we do.
We do stuff. Some of it's not that pressing.
And we just talk.
We do stuff.
Actually, we talked about pressing earlier this morning.
Yeah, we did. And now
I guess in a way we did.
And now I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway. So you heard a little bit of this story this morning, and it's interesting because, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but we'll become an affiliate of Fox Radio News starting October the 3rd.
I hadn't heard that. Really?
Yeah, we will.
Oh, okay.
We'll be doing that. And again, one more reason I mention that is because the lead story this morning on ABC Entertainment News was, in fact, an ABC News Yahoo poll that I think they spent almost 17 seconds on. So I appreciate them doing that. Thought we might expand on that a little bit because there was some interesting information in there. As we mentioned, it's 6 weeks from Election Day. Americans surveyed in the first of a series of ABC News Yahoo News polls released early this morning have a message for both parties. Are you listening? Hello, Republicans, Democrats, are you listening? Many respondents, including a clear majority of independents who have provided the critical swing votes, have little confidence in either party's ability to do more for the economy. Obviously, the president of U.S. America, Barack Obama, since Labor Day, the president of U.S. America, Barack Obama.
Yeah, he's been president since before then.
He has focused intently on the economy, proposing a host of stimulus measures and warning in a series of combative speeches that a win for the Republicans would mean returning to the Bush-era economic policies that the president says caused the economy to tank in the first place. Republican leaders, meanwhile, continue to hammer home the message that 2 years of Democrat efforts to bolster the economy have failed. Once again, they weren't paying attention. That got us where we were. Do you remember where you were when you heard that the economy had gone into the tank? I happen to know because we were out of town for my birthday. It was 2 years ago. Remember when that weather got here? I don't know if y'all remember that or not.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane.
Yeah, we had a speck of rain.
Yeah, we did. We had a speck of rain. But actually, today is the 2 year anniversary of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, the last two remaining independent investment banks on Wall Street, becoming bank holding companies because of this problem. And we were driving around we were in California, driving around out there, and a guy had called in one of the talk shows that night. He said, at the highest point, the average cost for building a new home in California was $249 a square foot.
Holy cow.
And he said, we all knew that it was going to get to the edge of the cliff. We just kept on riding it, though, because everybody was making so much money that the numbers were so spectacular.
The irony of what he said is that in California, you know, not only the bubble getting to the edge of the cliff, but the house will also get to the edge of the cliff.
Yes, that's also true. In many cases, that literally would happen. But, here we are now. And again, they threw money at a whole bunch of things rather than people, and we got to where we are. Unhappy as many independents are with the current regime, they're hardly translating that into a strong belief that Republicans will do better, according to this ABC Yahoo poll. Only 21% of independents think the economy has a better chance of improving if Republicans gain control of Congress. Only 21% of the independents. So it's not like there's going to be this giant groundswell. It's kind of like they're grudgingly giving the Republicans a chance once again to see if they can do it. Heaven knows they've squandered it before. We'll see if they can do better. Here's a little bit of the methodology. ABC and Yahoo polled during the dates of September the 8th through the 14th, 1,006 adults. Respondents were selected using an address-based sample design. Households for which a phone number could be found were contacted by phone, others by mail, and asked to complete the survey via a toll-free inbound number. So that's 1,006 people came up with those answers right there. Now, I don't know. Do you want to stay serious? You want to do something else? Because Chase had touched on this, and it was a little bit of discussion yesterday. Is the American dream dead? And Thomas Friedman, who is a smart guy, I don't know that I agree with everything that he writes or a lot of what he writes. But anyway, he had asked this as being a radical question. So is the question, is the American dream dead, or is the American dream different for different people? Do we have to always be consuming? Do we need to continue to build new retail outlets? Do we need to continue to build opportunities for people to spend the money that they have? Or can we as Americans be happy with what we have right now that might be somewhat diminished from where we were 2 or maybe 3 years ago? And that doesn't mean, again, we are so sheltered here in the Brazos Valley from the hardships that many people have to deal with, but do Americans change the way that they look at things? And again, all you have to do is know somebody who lives in or is from a foreign country to know that you have more opportunity to succeed in the United States than any place else. They give you an opportunity, no guarantee that you'll succeed, but you get the opportunity to take a chance through investments or opening a business or changing the way that you operate to have a higher standard of life than maybe your parents did or even you yourself had 10 or 12 years ago. Does that still exist? You boys have any thoughts on that? I mean, because here's Tom, who's twice the age of Chase, basically, and how do you look at that situation that's right there in front of you? Because, Chase, you were talking a little bit earlier about how you look at your paycheck and what you do with it, Tom, what you do with yours and what I do with mine. And you, Chase, are the future. I mean, you are the hope of what this country is. Tom and I are just a couple old guys.
Right. I think when we talk about the American dream, I think, you know, Chase should be our spokesperson there because he's going to be around to live more of it than we are.
One would think.
We would hope. As long as you're careful crossing the street.
True.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, it's for us, I look at our financial situation. I mean, I think I told you, you know, Scott, during the summer that because we had two children in child care, we were essentially making two house payments. We were paying more for child care than we were for our mortgage payment. And you factor that, we have one car payment. We have another vehicle that's paid for. But I look at all of that as far as where the money is going every month for us. And I look at what the possibilities are from the market standpoint. I look at what, you know, the investment vehicles that we have and what they're doing and how long we've had them and ideally what they should have been doing by now. And I have no reason to be optimistic. I really don't. A lot can change in 30 years, obviously. A lot can change in 5 years, obviously. Am I going to pull everything out? No, because I resolved a long time ago that money was just going to disappear. It never existed in the first place. And so the money that we're investing is money that we don't miss because we've never – I just don't take time to lament the fact that money is going out the window every month because – you know, and that's kind of a poor choice of words because it is an investment after all.
Well, you're talking about like 401k money.
Sure.
Yeah. Let me tell you, let's take a couple of calls real quick. Hello?
I got to go anyway.
Yeah, I know. Hello?
Okay, back up a little bit. You guys get paid for doing that every morning?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible, isn't it? It is. It's just It's just horrible.
Yeah,
he has to go through another paper route. But I think on the other half hour, part of the half hour, we want to talk about this a little bit because, you know, there are many people out there who are saving on their college fund. And I forget, what was it called? Texas Fund? Is that what they came up with? 2000, something like that, which was a great idea. Put a little bit of money in there, and you could set aside money to pay for tuition for any state school in the state of Texas. Of course, that plan, that option's not available in its original incarnation anymore. But there was a story, I think, over the weekend that said that in the case of Texas A&M, that over a period of time, not so long, the tuition had gone up 84%. And, you know, anything that goes up a large amount, if you think that you've been saving enough, I mean, you put together a fund, I'm going to put this much in here, and if I do that every month, then in X number of years, I'm going to have enough for my kiddo's college education. Well, if tuition's gone up that much, then that becomes an expense that you didn't plan on, plus just the other costs of living that go up. So you have some fixed costs, which may be your mortgage, maybe a car payment, but there's so many other things that are changing so drastically that it can get your budget off kilter pretty easily.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll talk about that again, I think, probably on the other half, on the side of the half hour. It's a little bit interesting. All right, it's 7:25.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Employers, give your employees a break. A massage break. Licensed massage therapist John Giller will come to your business with his portable massage chair. No disrobings required. For only $60 an hour, 4 employees can each receive a 15-minute Swedish back massage, or 6 employees can each receive a 10-minute massage. Call John Giller at 324-1575. 324-1575. Your employees will love you. That's 324-1575.
Hey, it's 727. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Look for a high temperature today of about 89 degrees and a 40% chance of rain. Hey, tomorrow we've got a 50-50 chance of showers. We'll have a 40% chance of rain tonight. So all through the week and into the weekend, high temperatures, lower 90s. Low temperature will probably be in the lower 70s. Right now we have cloudy skies and 74 degrees.
Have the kids gone off to college? Are you making room for a new baby? Or are you just tired of looking at the same old kitchen and bathroom for the last 15 years? If you are ready to make the change, call the Marriott Group. Hi, this is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for 33 years. We use the same superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials when remodeling your home as we do when building a new one. Call the Marriott Group today and get your change started. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley for 5 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Guy named John P. Holdren is the Obama science czar.
His official title is White House Office of Science and Technology Director. 1973, Holdren and environmentalist WACO authors Paul and Ann Ehrlich wrote a set of recommendations to restore the environment in North America. Top of the list, de-develop the United States. De-development, they said, meant that resources must be diverted from frivolous and wasteful uses in overdeveloped countries to filling the genuine needs of underdeveloped countries. Holdren and his pals said that we need a low-consumption economy in which there is a much more equitable distribution of wealth than in the present one to provide a decent life for every human being on the planet. Now, why is this important? Well, Cybercast News Service recently caught up with Holdren, asked him about it. Sure enough, he stood by his 1973 recommendations to transform America by de-developing it. On Tuesday, September 14th, Obama science czar John Holdren said he would use the free market economy to implement his vision. He reiterated that de-developing the U.S. meant stopping the kinds of activities that are destroying the environment and replacing them with activities that would produce environmental quality. In other words, activities wackos approve of. For those of you who still wonder what Obama meant by fundamentally transforming America, stop. These liberals fully intend to destroy the country you knew and, in its place, build one in their image. And they're well on their way to doing just that.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 71 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today as we head toward a high of about 90 with a 40% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. An arrest has been made in College Station's latest homicide. 45-year-old Stanley Griffin of College Station was arrested Monday night for the murder of 29-year-old Jennifer Haley. Griffin is also accused of causing serious bodily injury to Haley's 9-year-old son. The circumstances of what happened have not been revealed by investigators.
It's very hard for people to understand why we don't give more information out, because we know that the public is concerned and we know that they are alarmed. But releasing too much information in the early stages can really be harmful to the investigation.
The police department's Rhonda Seaton says the 9-year-old came out of surgery late Monday afternoon. That's after he called a family member in Madisonville to report what happened to him and his mom in their home, part of a fourplex in the 2400 block of Pernalis. The family member then called 911. It's the third homicide in College Station and the sixth in the last 2 years. That matches the number in the 6-year period between 2003 and 2008. Bryan police believe they have the pickup that struck and killed a local bicyclist Friday night. Police say anonymous tips to Crime Stoppers led investigators to the truck and to someone considered a person of interest. Police say no arrests have been made and the pickup was taken into evidence. 53-year-old Jesus Camarillo was killed after being hit in the 200 block of San Jacinto near 24th Street. Witnesses told police the suspect fled the scene. Habitat for Humanity in Bryan College Station still plans on building 20 homes by July of next year, but they continue to deal with addressing financial losses that are now approaching $160,000. Habitat officials say local law enforcement continue to probe the activity of an independent contractor who worked for 6 months before being fired last March. The outside help is accused of writing more than $40,000 in checks with forged or insufficient signatures. The unidentified contractor is also under investigation for a $113,000 discrepancy between cash receipts in the restore operation and bank deposits. All of this news comes after last week's arrest of a different person accused of taking more than $5,000 after getting access to Habitat's bank account information. Habitat officials released a detailed update on its investigation. You can read it online at WTAW.com. Pointing a gun at his roommate's head after choking her for 10 seconds are among the reasons Bryan man was arrested Monday morning. We get details on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Bryan police went to a home at East 29th and Lusa and took to jail 26-year-old Clayton McGee for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and interfering with an emergency phone call. McGee's accused of threatening his roommate with a .357 handgun, which was found underneath a living room couch cushion next to a semi-automatic handgun. Police reported there were bullets in both weapons. McGee's accused of tossing the victim's cell phone as she was trying to make an emergency call. The woman said she got loose, got a house phone, and hid in a bathroom to call 911. The woman said what happened at the home followed McGee drinking too much the night before at a downtown Bryan bar where they stopped serving him. She said McGee tossed a drink at her before he left the bar. She stayed until he called and demanded she come home. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Parents had three opportunities to tell College Station school board members what they thought of redrawing school boundary lines. Tonight, the Board of Trustees gets its first chance to discuss rezoning. Action is possible on the recommendations made almost a month ago. Most who spoke in the three recent forums called for getting all schools, particularly elementaries, closer to the 40% mark of students on free and reduced lunches. Tonight, CSISD's trustees meeting, or tonight's meeting, that is, starts at 7. And a clergy group favorable to Islam says the State Board of Education should drop a resolution that deals with how the religion is portrayed in textbooks. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The resolution says the State Board of Education will not approve textbooks that have a pro-Islam, anti-Christian bias and cites several references to past textbooks that they say did have that bias. Austin University Baptist Church Minister Larry Bethune says that's a false claim.
Misleading at best, ignoring entire sections in the textbooks about Christianity.
The Liberty Institute's Jonathan Sines says this is a real issue.
We don't want imbalance and we don't want religious discrimination in our textbooks.
The board is expected to take up the issue Friday. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 7:36, 71 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Hey, it's 7:37. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
There's lots of moisture left over across the state from what was Carl. That could result in some cloud showers and thunderstorms for today. Highs 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy. The risk of a shower tonight. Lows will be near 75. Tomorrow, we see better weather. It becomes partly sunny. There's a chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. High of 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows near 75. Thursday, some sun. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, coming up this Monday over at Texas A&M, former SMU running back and ESPN analyst Craig James will be on campus to talk about getting off the sidelines. It's a message that he's taking on tour to three Texas universities, and had a chance to visit with him last week, and we'll talk to him about the message he'll be bringing to Aggieland next Monday. That'll be coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
So what does that mean?
What does everything that I just said mean?
Getting off the sidelines. What does that mean?
It's a message to students to don't just not get involved. Get involved in everything that's happening in the country, whether it be politically, socially.
Your son's college football career.
In every kind of way. I don't know whether he's going to address that part of part of it or not.
Okay.
But mainly, it's it seems like a worthwhile message that he's just sort of telling young people, you know, kind of, hey, you're the future, and you got to get off the sidelines now and to fix what's broke in this country. So that's what it is.
On this date in 1970, mm-hmm. 1970, Monday Night Football.
Oh, with Howard and with Keith Jackson.
Keith Jackson, yeah.
And with who was the third person?
I don't know. Doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Was it Dandy Don?
Yeah, it may have been. Yeah,
I think so because, I think it was because Gifford took Jackson's place.
That's
it.
It's 1970, just to make you feel old, okay? Okay, here are the numbers that I was kind of alluding to. I wanted to get them out of Matthew Watkins' article that was in the Eagle over the weekend. Tuition fees and other Chase, this is a continuation of when you had to leave about how you budget as best you can for things, and I'm sure that you're budgeting for your kiddos' college education, as many people out there are trying to do. But then when these numbers change so radically, you end up having to do something as it gets closer and closer for them to go into the ivy-covered walls or, you know, chain-link fence or whatever. Tuition, fees, and other mandatory charges increased 84.3% from 2003 to 2009 at Texas A&M University, according to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. At the University of Texas, it's gone up 64.2%. 80% at Midwestern State in Wichita Falls, and 71% at Angelo State, 84% at A&M Corpus Christi. So best laid plans sometimes end up in the ditch simply because the cost of doing that changes so dramatically. All right.
You know, if I had the money and the backing, you know what business I'd start?
What would that be?
I think I'd start Tom's Technical College. What do you think?
Tom's Technical
Tom Tech?
College?
Yeah, Tom Tech.
I like that, Tom Tech.
19?
Yeah,
19. Right.
Yeah. You know, kind of like, you know, they've got out in McLennan County, you know. I think that, because, you know, that's just, you know, people need to learn a craft. They need to learn what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Decide what they're going to be when they grow up and start learning how to be it.
Well, Blinn has done a very good job of putting together programs like that.
Uh-huh.
So their air conditioning repair, of course, they've got a nursing school that's growing as well. I mean,
exactly.
So there are many schools who are getting the message when it comes to that may be a hands-on type situation. And again, as we discussed, college may not be right for everybody. The idea is make yourself a valuable employee for whoever you go to work for. Or
whether it's right or not, it's getting to the point where it's not possible for everybody, whether it's right or not.
True,
I mean,
true.
You know, it's being determined for you whether or not it's right, unfortunately. But still, you know, you still have those opportunities to specify
Morning.
Your education.
What's up?
Will Tom Tech have a Walmart greeter class?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to find out about that.
Hey, it could be because, you know, if you want to go back to school when you're 50, you know, and learn how to be a greeter.
Let's hear it.
Because we were just talking about retirement.
Try it, Tom. Go ahead.
Do you need a buggy?
Yeah, keep going.
You need a buggy?
Hey, if I were a Walmart greeter, I'd be really friendly. How you doing? Welcome to Walmart today. What
that
can
would
I do
freak
for
me
you?
Out.
I'm going to go in about the third day in the sixth hour of that shift and see how he's doing on that.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I
want to be the guy that goes out to the parking lot and picks up the electric buggy and brings it back in.
Yeah.
Tom, it wouldn't freak me out if that was you doing that, but I'm just thinking, you walk into a Walmart, I don't know, in Arkadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, and hi!
Yeah.
Hey. Good Lord.
Scare you to death.
Hey. Yeah, I mean, I pass.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Who were you just imitating 20 years from now?
Yeah. Hey.
No, I said hi, not hi.
Holy.
He'd be in the electric buggy.
That's right. There were three guys in a boat. Let me,
Hey, I'm just here for a styro cooler and a duct tape. Get out of my way.
That's right. I need some bait and some beer.
Yeah. Beer and bait, and I'm out the door.
That's right. I'll step on you, little old guy.
See if I can buy me a pit bull in the parking lot. We'll be good.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Yeah. They're way out there on the corner. You see them way out there.
Not here anymore. Not here anymore. But in other towns. By the way, Walmart is looking to open in smaller in urban areas, smaller stores. They announced that. They're going to be called, what, Small Marts?
I heard what you did there.
Very good. You want a regular cart or one with a squeaky wheel?
That's what they could do. They could charge premium for carts that actually have four operational wheels.
Hello?
Right. It's like a wobbler.
Yeah, I just want to start me a school for rich playboy millionaires, $100,000 a head.
That's not a bad idea right there.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what you teach them at that point.
Well, go ahead and front load just all 4 years. Just pay it as they walk in the door. We'll settle up later
on. And I want to teach lab at that school.
We'll get your fees later, but let's just go for that. That'd be just fine. So we have new. Did y'all watch any of the new TV shows last night?
No. What was on? Well, no, I didn't. There was one on that I can't remember the name of.
Grab another call here real quick. Hey.
Good morning, and don't forget that Tom's Technical College. You got to have that extra special underwater basket weaving.
There you go.
Absolutely, because we will have
Tom Tech. I like that.
That's right.
Tom Tech, that works. Can you see that picture of him as Dean? Or Chancellor? Chancellor or Tom Tech?
Oh, I could see me as Dean Wormer, couldn't you?
giving the worldly advice that all young people have learned at some point in their career.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Thank you, sir.
You all are good. I say Dean Wormer, and you all are ready.
Right there.
How do you all do that?
That's Chase.
That's Chase.
I drop a little filler in there, and
you just give him a second.
Chase
to get
knocks
ready.
It out of the park. What can I say?
I have seven tabs of sound effects to choose from, all of which have 36 sound effects on each page. So I'm frantically looking through each one.
Which, by the way, makes him qualified for no other job.
Absolutely
just
not.
Just so you know, it's a special skill set.
Once again, when Mr. Hicks sells this radio station, I am.
Yeah, we're just going to be doing – well, once again, Walmart, right? Well,
That's just it. All three of us are going to be fighting for the same job. Oh, and they're going to give it to the young guy, right?
That's right.
That's all right. I'll go to Navasota. I'll show you guys.
Anyway, so I don't know. There were two shows last night that I happened to watch. One was called The Event.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that on last night?
That was on last night. That was interesting. Well, go find it on Hulu because it's NBC. Yeah. And so that was okay. And then we watched a show called The Chase. And I, you know, once again, in honor of Chase, even though it's spelled wrong, I wanted to be able to watch that. It was based in Houston, so you'd like to be able to do that. They mentioned Odessa in the show. Also, they were talking about some sort of, I think, illegal weapon, and he asked where he got it. And they were loading it. Oh, where they got the vehicle, I guess, is what it was, because it was a Cadillac Escalade that they had gotten, I think, from some drug dealers or something. And he either said Robertson, okay, which made me think Booger Canny, or let's see, who are the there was another town that's wasn't Richards, but there was another town, and I don't know that if he didn't say Robertson and. Of course, there's no Robertson, Texas, to my knowledge. But anyway, the show was horrible. It was just
was it really?
And it's a Jerry Bruckheimer show. So we'll give
even he can make a stinker.
We'll give him another shot. So tonight shows that the Biggest Loser premieres tonight, and of course Glee tonight. But new ones, Life Unexpected, that's on CW. I guess we get that right. Running Wild with Will Arnett. That's a new one. And then Detroit 187, which looks interesting. It's on ABC. Michael Imperioli.
From The Sopranos
is in that. So anyhow, that's a gritty cop show.
Well, 187 is the old code for a homicide.
Yeah, and that's it. It's Detroit's 187,
which is about
homicide.
Every 6.5 seconds in Detroit.
Probably so. That's right. So anyway, those are apparently the shows that are premiering tonight. So if you want to capture that or sit down and watch it, hello.
Didn't anybody watch Y5O?
Was that
on last night?
I had zero interest in Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. I thought it was pretty good. It was a different enough
than the original, and I like the actor, the main actor that's playing McGarrett's part, because I liked him when he was doing that vampire thing.
All right.
But I thought he was in a weird show with that one. But
how many times did he say book him, Dano?
Only once.
Yeah.
Luckily, only once.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Is the guy the caller? Is he gone?
I dumped him. Yeah,
oh,
go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Well, no, I was just the reason I'm interested is because one of the stars was my one of my favorite characters on Lost, so I was going to watch
Chase. Oh, I was thinking that too. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that, Chase? I was thinking
okay,
the exact same.
Okay, okay. So two guys that didn't watch Lost.
Yeah. We're the only two in Brazos County.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, but it's the majority on this show.
Yeah. Need an upgrade? Call Marble Craft today at 846-3881. Marble Craft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. Marble Craft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. Marble Craft is also a certified installer of solid stone countertops. So call Marble Craft at 846-3881 for a free estimate or come by our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan and get inspired.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
The iPad and the iPhone are not what I appreciate most about Apple. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple, recently took a lot of criticism for the company's strong stance restricting iPhone applications that are pornographic in nature. He's received several comments criticizing his decision, and he responded by saying, "You might care more about porn when you have kids." Jobs has taken an unpopular stance in a society that demands that we have freedom to do anything we want at any time. It's fascinating to me how the concern for his own kids has helped Mr. Jobs see the extreme dangers of pornography for our society. You know, the average age of first viewing pornography now is between 8 and 11. And some experts have said that there's literally no way that a parent can completely protect their kids from seeing pornography. Of all the things I do to raise my three boys, protecting them from porn is one of the most important because I know how damaging it is, how it would distort their understanding of sex and compromise their ability to enjoy healthy relationships in the future. So kudos, Mr. Jobs, for taking a stand against an industry that's making money by destroying our marriages and luring our kids into harmful addictions. I hope others have the courage to follow your lead. To help your family thrive, visit our website at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? Maybe never. Until now. If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans just like you have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. As a matter of fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. With American Tax Relief, now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. 1-800-943-8835. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-943-8835. That's 1-800-943-8835.
Oh, Tom, I wanted to let you know I got a call from the other person who watched Lost.
Yeah.
And they said that actor did just fine.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So
thank
good.
You.
Yeah, we got that. Worry about it. Yeah. All right.
Good. The other person. It's 7:52. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports. And this one really is brought to you by Copper's Hollow, the Brazos Valley's newest nursing and rehabilitation center. After having no turnovers in their win over Stephen F. Austin, the Aggies have suffered 9 in the last 2 games, 5 fumbles, 4 interceptions. One of the guys who's had a little bit of trouble with that is running back Christian Michael, and Coach Mike Sherman was asked about that. But before he started talking about Michael, he talked about a good fumble recovery from last Saturday night.
Well, another key, probably one, the biggest play in the game might actually have been Hudson Prelo's fumble recovery on a fumble when we were backed up, and that might have been one of the biggest plays in the game. But yeah, we've identified, and Christian is very aware. You know, he carries the ball around all the time. He does all the things we ask him to do. We go through a blaster machine. Randy beats him up with the football in practice. We have the scout team guys going after it all the time. You know, it's just fundamentally, he's an aggressive runner, and you know, he's a violent runner at times, and he exposes the ball at times that he shouldn't expose the ball, and he's very aware of how I feel about that, and that has to get fixed.
Aggies have 10 days off, 9 days off now, before meeting Oklahoma State a week from Thursday in Stillwater. Keep it with football. Garrett Hartley booted a 37-yard field goal as time expired to give New Orleans a 25-22 win over San Francisco in the Monday night game last night. Hartley's third three-pointer of the fourth quarter capped a great final minute of the game. The 49ers' Frank Gore scored on a 7-yard TD run with a minute and 19 seconds left, but the two-point conversion pass to Alex Smith by Alex Smith was first ruled short of the goal line, but then overturned after a replay review, and that tied the score at 22-all. Tragic story here. The Denver Broncos are in shock by yet another player death. Receiver Kenny McKinley was found dead in his apartment Monday of a gunshot wound and apparent suicide. McKinley was a second-year player who was on the season-ending injured reserve list due to knee problems. His death is the latest in a series of tragedies for the Broncos in recent years. Cornerback Derrett Williams was slain on New Year's Day 2007, and 3 months later, backup running back Damian Nash collapsed and died after a charity basketball game. The LA Angels beat Texas 7-4, keeping the magic number at 6 for the Rangers, clinching their first AL West title since 99. David Murphy tied a career high with 5 hits in 5 at-bats, and Chris Davis delivered the first pinch-hit homer of the season for the Rangers, but they lost. Houston sluggers Humberto Quintero and Jeff Bloom each homered in a 7-run fifth inning, and the Astros dumped the Nationals 5-2. It's officially now a switch. The Houston Astros are moving their AAA farm club to Oklahoma City, finishing what's essentially a swap with the Rangers of homes for their top minor league teams. The Rangers announced last week that they were teaming up with the AAA Round Rock Express and ending their relationship with the Oklahoma City Redhawks after 28 years. Chicago Cubs outfielder Tyler Colvin remains in a Miami hospital after having his chest punctured by a part of a shattered bat on Sunday. The rookie is being treated with a chest tube to prevent a collapsed lung. He's expected to be hospitalized for a few more days. High school football rankings are out. Brenham continues to be ranked second in Class 4A behind Toledo. Cameron is still fifth in 2A after their two-point win over Navasota on Friday. Caldwell, Franklin, and Burton all received votes in their class. The top-ranked team in 1A is new. Canadian moved up after Mart lost. 5A King is Euless Trinity still. 3A Brownwood and 2A is Dangerfield. The Aggie volleyball team has the midweek off after last week's roller coaster when they beat Texas at home on Thursday, but then lost a tough 5-game match at Kansas Saturday. And then yesterday, Coach Lori Corbelli, well, she was still kind of dejected about that loss, one she thinks got away.
So disappointing to really beat ourselves, which is something that we've been really striving to work on. We make more hitting errors than any team in the conference right now, and it's showing in that result. We do streaks of beautiful things, and then streaks. We gave up runs of 5 and 6 and 7 points that we haven't done in years. So, you know, it's hard to really describe emotions on a Monday morning because you really don't have a choice as a coach. You have to show up the next morning and be over it and move forward and discover what your strategy is going to be for the week, what you have to work on, how you're going to approach your players, and you have to move forward. And boy, it really hurts because we could really easily be 2-0, and I think anybody that watched that match would tell you that.
The Aggies will host Texas Tech Saturday at Reed Arena. That's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Coppers Hollow. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coppers Hollow Nursing and Rehab now offers respite care. But what is respite care? It's a short-term, temporary relief for those who are caring for family members. Without respite, families suffer economically, emotionally, and caregivers themselves face serious health and social risk as a result of the stress associated with continuous caregiving. So if you or someone you know needs a deserved break from taking care of a loved one, give Copper's Hollow Nursing and Rehab a call today at 979-567-4300. That's 979-567-4300.
If you've thought about selling your home, have you thought about what it will take to make your home, shall we say, even more presentable? I mean, the last thing you want, picture this. If you were the buyer, would you want to go into a home and everything was just kind of strewn about and looked a little disheveled? It's one thing if the house looks lived in. We expect that. It's another thing if the house is just not looking as good as it possibly can. Zweiker & Associates understands that. They understand that statistics show that a home that has been staged will sell faster and at a higher price. Two things that I think if you are the seller now would be very important. If you can sell your home fast and at a higher price, those are two essential ingredients to a pleasant home selling experience. Zweiker & Associates will partner with you to design a step-by-step procedure to prepare your home for each showing to highlight its best features. Find out more about Zweiker & Associates. Go to zarealestate.com and become one of their very satisfied clients. Zweiker & Associates, zarealestate.com.
If it's time to remodel your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. Since 1979, Rebath has been manufacturing quality bathroom products. Our shower bases, tubs, and wall surrounds are made from DuraBath SSP, a solid surface polymer that is non-porous and very easy to clean. Rebath has over 60 different pattern and color combinations to choose from and comes with a lifetime warranty. We're located now in Bryan College Station. For quality and value for your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. That's 979-260-8000. For safety in the bathroom, convert your tub into a new walk-in shower with grab bars and a seat. Call today, 979-260-8000. Upgrade the look, style, and design with Rebath. For a free estimate, call 979-260-8000. Let Rebath make a difference in your home with quality bathroom remodeling.
High temperature today will be about 90 degrees. 40% chance of rain today and tonight. 50% tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Bryan. We've got 74 degrees right now. It's 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. New poll on the economy out this morning. Nearly half of Americans say a key part of the American dream no longer holds true for them, that if you work hard, you'll get ahead. The findings from ABC News and Yahoo in a new survey. Former President Bill Clinton has this advice to voters who are mad about the state of the economy.
It's okay to be mad, but make a choice based on what should we do now and who's more likely to do it. They want to repeal the financial oversight bill, which is designed to keep this disaster from occurring again. I think our choice is better.
Mr. Clinton on ABC's Good Morning America voicing support for President Obama's policies. A bounce for the housing market today, coming off extremely depressed levels. New home construction projects rose 10.5%, according to new numbers just out from the government. That's the largest monthly gain in August since last November. The annual home building rate, 598,000 units, way below pre-recession levels, but still above the bottom of the market. The Utah National Guard apologizing, accepting responsibility for a wildfire that's destroyed at least three homes and threatens hundreds more. The blaze outside Salt Lake City was started by ammunition during a military exercise on a practice range.
Our job as the National Guard, our mission, is to support our citizens, not to endanger them.
That's National Guard General Brian Tarbert. About 1,600 homes have been evacuated in Utah. Later today, the Senate taking up whether or not to repeal the ban on gays openly serving in the U.S. military. Senate Democrats have attached repeal of the 17-year-old Don't Ask, Don't Tell law to a military spending bill. A helicopter has crashed in southern Afghanistan, killing nine U.S. troops. It's the deadliest chopper crash in Afghanistan in about 4 years. This is ABC News.
New at the Home Depot, save even more with 10% off essentials every day. Just use your Home Depot consumer credit card on household batteries, trash bags, light bulbs, and furnace filters. And spend $100 with your card and get a free hour of truck rental. We're lowering the cost of running your home with 10% off the essentials. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure.
So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Some big promises were made about 10 years ago to a bunch of very poor people in poorest parts of the world. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports on whether those promises have been kept.
A decade ago, world leaders set ambitious goals to combat poverty by 2015 that have not been matched by actual donations. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the sputtering global economy is no excuse to forget the poor.
There is more to do for the mother who watches her children go to bed hungry, a scandal prayed out a billion times each and every night.
As of now, the UN believes just two of its goals may be achieved, cutting in half the number of people who lack safe drinking water and halving the number of people who live on $1.25 or less per day. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
New survey out finding consumers are as happy as they've ever been with their computers. Apple tops the computer satisfaction index. Dell and Hewlett-Packard are behind, but both made strong gains this year. Richard Davies, ABC News.
David Gardner's been around for more than 25 years, in fact. And in that time, obviously, David has created a lot of jewelry. And even after 25 years, David's about as happy creating jewelry as doing anything else. So that artistic part of you, you know, never goes to sleep. And he's always thinking about new things to do. And yes, even after 25-plus years, there are new designs that can be done. They're based on probably some things that David did in years past. But can always customize, can always make them a special piece of jewelry. And then, because there's a foundry in the store and then the jeweler's bench up front, they actually manufacture many pieces of jewelry right there on the premises of David Gardner's, and they can do that for you. Now, again, you may see something that David's created in the past and you want to customize it. You may have a completely unique thought about what you would like to have. David Gardner's can do that for you, too. But always remember this. If function is part of your decision as to what kind of piece of jewelry you buy, remember, David Gardner's understands that, and they have for years. You need a piece of jewelry that is a good value, that can be used in any number of situations, and again, designed the way that you like it. That's why they've been here. That's why they've been successful for a long, long time. Your authorized Rolex dealer, and they do repairs on Rolex as well. Here at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at wctractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's wctractor.com on the web.
WTAW News Time, 806, 73 degrees right now at the studios, 90 for a high today, 40% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station police have made an arrest in the city's latest homicide. 45-year-old Stanley Griffin of College Station is charged with murder in Monday's death of 29-year-old Jennifer Haley. Griffin is also accused of causing serious bodily injury to Haley's 9-year-old son. CSPD's Rhonda Seaton says no details have been released because investigators are still gathering information.
At this point, they are still, wrapping up information regarding the investigation. It is possible that the cause of death actually will probably wait till after the autopsy is complete on the deceased. But they have been investigating, talking to neighbors, friends, family, whoever they, could possibly contact to get to where they are.
Haley and her son were in their residence, part of a fourplex in the 2400 block of Perdinalis. The 9-year-old called family members in Madisonville, who in turn called 911. Seaton says the youngster came out of surgery late Monday afternoon. So far, 3 homicides this year and 3 last year match the 6 investigated by College Station police in the 6-year period between 2003 in 2008. Thanks to Crime Stoppers, Bryan, police have more information related to last Friday's hit-and-run death of a bicyclist. Police say the pickup that was driven has been found and is being processed for evidence. A person of interest has been questioned, but no arrests have been made. 53-year-old Jesus Camarillo was killed while riding his bicycle in the 200 block of San Jacinto near 24th Street. Officials of Bryan College Station's Habitat for Humanity program have announced more financial losses and criminal investigations. These are beyond last week's charges against a woman accused of getting Habitat's bank account information and stealing more than $5,000. While an unidentified independent contractor was in the local office between September of last year and this past March, there's a $113,000 discrepancy between cash receipts in the restore operation and bank deposits. There's also an additional $40,000 worth of checks which had either been forged or had insufficient signatures. You can read Habitat's complete statement regarding the investigation on our website, WTAW.com. What started as too much to drink led to a Bryan man's arrest for choking a woman and threatening her with a handgun. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
26-year-old Clayton McGee was taken to jail Monday for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and interfering with an emergency phone call. The victim told investigators the incident began Sunday night at a bar in downtown Bryan. The victim said McGee was cut off from alcohol after too many drinks. Then he threw a drink on her and left. While she was still at the bar, she said she received a call from McGee demanding she get home to the house they share at East 29th and Luza. At the house, the woman accused McGee of choking her with both hands for 10 seconds, dragging her around the living room, pointing a .357 revolver pointed at her head, and tossing her cell phone when she tried to call for help. The woman said she got loose, found a house phone, hid in the bathroom, and called 911. Police found the .357 revolver underneath a couch cushion next to a semi-automatic handgun. Officers reported there were bullets in both weapons. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And tonight's the first opportunity for the College Station School Board to publicly discuss reaction to changing school attendance boundaries. Action is possible during tonight's Board of Trustees meeting following three forums where the average turnout approached 200, with about 20 speaking at each gathering. Most who spoke called for better distribution of students across all socioeconomic groups at all schools, especially in the elementary schools. Tonight's CSISD trustees meeting starts at 7 in the board meeting room. WTAW news time is 8:10, 74 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
The best school year in your child's life could be this year. Learn how to help your child be successful in school and find out what teachers wish parents knew. Read what local experts say in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595, 695-9595.
Again, we're very glad that we could get that out with school almost a month in session, that back-to-school issue. We'll have that for you soon.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
It's 8:12. Let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on new businesses. Be an early bird. Get there first at BrazosBounty.com.
Southern part of the state got hammered yesterday with over 7 inches of rainfall. Some of that remnant moisture from Tropical Storm Carl. We'll start the day off with clouds, and we could see a shower or thunderstorm pop up, 85 to 90. Maybe a stray shower for tonight. Lows near 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow. Chance for shower or a thunderstorm, 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Thursday, partial sun. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Chase, you weren't here, but we did get a call from the other person who watches Lost, and they said that the guy who used to be on Lost did a really good job on Hawaii Five-0 last night.
Okay, good.
So, but the most important thing is we need to play the new theme song.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Alex McLaughlin. Is that O'Laughlin? Is that his name, or is it Scott Can, or is it Daniel Day Kim? Who's the guy from Lost?
Oh,
Daniel Day Kim.
Okay.
Yeah, he played Yom. I forgot
whatever
who he played on Lost, but anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, here we go. Yeah.
Yeah, but did they have those the stop motion of the hula girls?
Nah, they didn't. And I talked.
Shaking their moneymakers back.
Who watched a little bit of it, and he said, they start off in the first minute and a half, and McGarrett's father gets kidnapped or something, and up comes a helicopter with the gunship, helicopter gunship that, of course, blows away the kidnappers or whatever. And, you know, the discussion is, I know, Tom, you've been to Hawaii, I've been to Hawaii. You know, the helicopter gunships are always in the air there. It's always easy to find. Know this, that if they're blowing something up in the first 2 minutes of the show, they basically are trying to keep you there because the storyline is probably going to be very, very thin. And
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't
well, you know, and I was wondering, surely they're going to have.
Don't call me Shirley.
And I believe he's still alive, is he not? James MacArthur's still with us, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Surely they're going to have him do a cameo or a guest spot.
He
on
didn't
it.
Hear you, did he?
At some point, he just
right?
kept going.
Stop
kept
calling
going.
Me Shirley.
Yeah, like that's a new joke.
What they're going to do is they'll probably make him like.
Oh, you want
the
new jokes? Yeah, wrong show, pal.
He'll make. Yeah, you want new stuff?
Yeah, come new on. Material.
Yeah,
go to Vegas.
I think they probably will make him like the former head of the state police or something. Probably in Hawaii.
Well, I don't mean a regular,
like
but surely they'll have him as a guest spot, wouldn't you think? I mean,
stop calling me Shirley.
Okay, there I go.
We'll keep going.
Certainly, they'll have him as a
one would
as a,
hope.
You would think so.
All right. Anyway,
he may not be interested.
Maybe he's not.
Guys, I noticed there's a buoyancy to the show that we haven't had in a while. But just some
buoyancy.
Oh my God! Well, it's Tuesday.
Have I put some weight back
now
on?
No, here you go. A new report from the National Bureau of Economic Research. They announced yesterday that the recession that began in December of 2007 is over. The recession, matter of fact, the recession ended in June of 2009.
Funny, I didn't.
We didn't know. That's what's so great is they're letting us know now.
I didn't get invited to the party.
No. An 18-month decline that was the longest since the Second World War. And if it ended in 2009, then that means that anything that we've had now is something different. So this apparently cannot be George Bush's. This has got to be somebody else, doesn't it?
I would think so. Who would that be, Scott?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't. I mean, we have another president, but I don't think he's gonna take that. I mean, you think so? I don't think he's gonna take credit for that.
Not bloody likely.
Probably not. All right. It's 8:15, and it's time to talk. Wiener dog races.
Wiener dog races.
Man, it's right around the corner, and Ashley's here this morning from the animal shelter.
It is. It will be here before we know it.
Yeah, matter of fact,
that's kind of scary.
You need to get your forms, I guess, online.
Yeah, you can get your forms online or at the animal shelter if you're going to enter your pet in any of the events. So we have a 5K in the first thing in the morning, and then a costume contest, and of course the signature wiener dog races. We also, for the second year, have our wannabe a wiener races.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have a dog that's 35 pounds or under so that he fits in the start box, he can be a wannabe a wiener for the day and participate in the races. But the deadline for the early registration is the 25th, which is this week. You can register all the way up to the morning of the event, but the early registration ends on the 25th. If you want to be a sponsor of the event and have your name on the T-shirt, which if you saw last year's, the same artist is designing those again for us, so they're going to be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that deadline is also the 25th to make sure that your individual or business gets on the T-shirt as a sponsor. So just be aware of those deadlines. All of those forms are on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org, and you just hit the Wiener Fest tab, and it has all that information right there for you. You can fill those forms out and either mail them, drop them by in person, or fax them to the animal shelter. so that we have all of your information.
How about vendors now? Is that deadline passed?
Vendors, no. The vendor deadline has not passed. So if you're a business in town or even a business from out of town and you'd like to have a vendor booth, I know last year we had like 46 vendor booths, everything from arts and crafts, pet supplies, lots of really good food vendors.
Oh, so. Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
Which is really
absolutely.
Important.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
if you bring the family out and come stay the day with us. Having food accessible is very important. And we had some really great food vendors last year. So if you're wanting to be a vendor out at Wienerfest, again, that information is on the website as well. And the contact for Judy Leonis, who's a board member and the chair of Wienerfest, her contact information is on there. If you have any real specific questions, you can contact her directly. So we're really excited. We have a couple of other events coming up between now and then. Actually, this Friday and Saturday both will be at Arctic Wolf. The Aggies start their hockey season.
Oh, okay.
And we did this last year, and it was a lot of fun. It's not necessarily an adoption event for us. It's just a chance for us to be somewhere in the community, get some information out. We will have Wienerfest information with us, so you can find us out at Arctic Wolf both Friday evening and Saturday evening during the Aggie hockey game. So I'm excited about that. And then the next weekend, which is October 2nd, we always participate in the St. Francis Fest, which is at St. Francis of Assisi Church.
Mm-hmm.
We always participate in that. We will have a mobile adoption there, as well as a rabies vaccination and microchip clinic. So if you need to get your pet vaccinated or just get them a microchip, you can come out there to St. Francis Church on October 2nd. Again, more information about both of those events on our website as well, or just call the shelter or come by 2207 Finfeather.
All right. Thanks
All
a
right,
lot.
Thank you.
Ashley is executive director of the Animal Shelter here on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 Best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
It's 820 News Talk 1620 WTAW, and hey, very tired, I'm going to figure. Dean is here this morning from the chamber. How are you?
I'm making it.
Okay, it's been a full 48 hours, huh?
It has been. It's actually been a pretty full week.
Yeah.
We started or ended last week with the Leadership Brazos Retreat as well. So not only did we do Leadership Brazos, we did Lobster Fest, we did golf. So I tell you what, we're dragging just a little bit around here.
But this is the big fundraiser for the chamber.
That's
so,
right. Yeah. That's right. It helps us with our education and leadership programs and things like that. So we'll put the money to great use. And I want to thank everybody that came out and supported both of those events. And they went wonderful, and attendance was great and all that good stuff. But, you know, there's still stuff in the future.
That's
so we've
right.
got to keep talking about things coming up.
Okay.
So we'll start talking about a deluxe ribbon cutting that we've got coming up on Thursday, September 23rd. That's this Thursday, out at the Villas at Traditions. If you'll remember, we had them on our schedule earlier, but because it rained, we rescheduled this one.
So oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on out on Thursday and come see what they have to offer out there. And then our next deluxe ribbon cutting will be next a week from Thursday, on the 30th, out at Carney's Pub and Grill. I expect a pretty big contingency out there for that one, for sure. And then our business after hours for October is at Chrome, a salon experience. It's a little later in the month, so don't show up a little early, or do show up early and get a haircut or something. But on October 28th, we'll be out at Chrome at 5:30 to 7. I guess I should say that our first The Deluxe Ribbon Cutting in October is October 6th at FedStar Credit Union, and it's just the Deluxe Ribbon Cutting time right now. So thanks to all those that are booking those, and thanks to all those that are coming out and supporting these businesses. Our Inner Circle Spotlight this week is on Texas A&M University Procurement Services. We really thank them because they're our Inner Circle, Community Impact Lunch Award banquet sponsors.
Right.
So thanks to them. And just a regular ribbon cutting this Friday at Ross Salon. It's at 11:30, and that's located in College Station off of Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
So there you are. True to your word, there's plenty that is on the road, even though you finished up probably your busiest weekend just passed. So
that's right.
Catch your breath and hit the ground running, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dina.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye. Visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well on WTAW.
Hey, Tom here, visiting with Brian from Gold and Silver Buyers. Brian, we've heard other companies advertise that they buy gold. Now, what sets Gold and Silver Buyers apart from the rest?
That's simple. We are the refiner. Many people claim to pay more, but we guarantee it. When you sell to us, there is no middleman. So instead of someone getting a cut of your money, you get your money. And we back that up with an ironclad guarantee. If you go anywhere in Texas and get a written quote for your gold or silver, we'll beat it. Period.
Gold and Silver Buyers, the number one gold buyer in Texas for a reason. Across from the main entrance of Texas A&M, visit goldandsilverbuyers.com.
Texas A&M, a victory 27-20 over Florida International at Kyle Field on Saturday night. This is the Aggie Report. It's brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our head football coach, Mike Sherman, here in a moment to give the 12th man credit for the victory on Saturday. And that's coming up after this. A&M and Arkansas played their last game as Southwest Conference members in 91. Last year at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, they renewed that rivalry. Game 2 this year, October 9th, Aggies and the Hogs, Southwest Classic. Tickets for the game on sale, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. It's a road trip to Arlington, A&M and Arkansas. Don't miss Aggie Hullabaloo Friday night before the game. Gates open at 7. Concert, food, and fun. Concert, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Yell practice is free that night with the gates opening at 11 p.m. All of this at Cowboy Stadium. Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman post-game after the FIU game on Saturday night, and the Aggies winning at 27-20, was quick to give credit to the 12th man for staying behind the team, especially in that fourth quarter.
Well, the most obvious thing today, I think, was the way our fans hung in there with us throughout the entire ball game. And I guarantee you this victory, if we give them all a game ball, I would, because at the end of the game, they're all in there. We didn't play very well, particularly on offense. I thought our defense did. They had every reason in any other place to leave, and they didn't. And at the end of the ball game, the noise on the field certainly was significant. And that was exciting. It really motivated a tired defense to go out there and win the football game on four straight plays. And I got to give Florida International a lot of credit. They had a good game plan coming in. We had one game on them, and they were a challenge, and particularly defensively against our offense. And they did some nice things on offense as well. So I take my hat off to them, but more importantly and more rightfully, take my hat off to our fans, who were great today.
Aggie head football coach Mike Sherman. A&M has off this next weekend. Next game won't be until the 30th of September. We play Oklahoma State up in Stillwater, and we'll have the broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starting at 5:30 that evening. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you're being bugged by bugs and other pests, call Professional Pest Control. They're locally owned by Bubba Rosencrantz and have been serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties since 1987. And they'll be happy to rid your life of termites, rodents, ants, roaches, silverfish, spiders, and scorpions. Pretty much anything that bugs you. Monthly and quarterly service is available, and estimates are free at the state-certified Professional Pest Control. Professional Pest Control, for the home and business owner. Call 779-3326.
The best school year in your child's life could be this year. Learn how to help your child be successful in school and find out what teachers wish parents knew. Read what local experts say in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine, For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595, 695-9595.
Well, he's a former SMU Mustang, used to run hard against the Texas Aggies back in the 80s. But now he's an ESPN football analyst, and he's very well known, and his name is Craig James. He has a daughter who graduated from Texas A&M in 2008, and he will be back at Texas A&M coming up on Monday, September the 27th. He'll be over at the Rudder Theater, and he has a message for Texas A&M students. It's part of a tour where he'll also go to SMU and to the University of Texas. And last week, I got to visit with Craig James on the telephone, talking about the message that he'll be bringing to Aggieland on Monday night. It's a pleasure to be visiting on the telephone with Craig James, Pony Express from 1982. I know that you're always interested in Texas A&M. You have a daughter that's class of 08 at Texas A&M. And, of course, your ties to the Old Southwest Conference, your son at Texas Tech. Of course, you at SMU as part of the Pony Express. A&M is a school that I know that has a lot of meaning for you, and you're pretty impressed with what they're doing so far this year.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm so impressed with what Mike Sherman and his staff have done. I've kind of watched the growth that they've had over the last 3 years. I remember in the spring of 08 going and watching the practice with Sherman, and was like, wow, there's a lot of talent that needs to be brought in here. And to see what he's done in building that program, Mike Sherman's a good coach, a good man, a good staff. And yes, with my daughter Kaylin graduating from A&M, I've got about half Aggie in me, so I am an Aggie fan for sure.
Craig, what we want to talk about is a Texas tour of schools that you're going to be doing, three or four schools, I believe, and it's going to kick off on September the 27th. You're going to be at Rudder Theater on the A&M campus. Talk a little bit about the tour and sort of what you're going to be doing and what folks can expect and the message that you plan to share.
Well, I've got this burning desire to feel really led to get involved in public policy and the debate and to be a part of preserving the America that I grew up with, and then having a chance to pass on the things that were important to you and me when you and I grew up. And so what I'm hopeful to do is to engage the young audience of America, the 18 to 22 year olds who are in college right now, to make them understand the importance they play in our country. I believe they have a chance to be the next great American generation. And so on this tour that I'm going to start with at A&M, I want these students and these young folks to listen, to ask a lot of questions, to talk about free markets, to talk about the Constitution in layman ways where they really understand the importance of being involved and not being quiet. If they remember nothing else after spending the evening with me, I hope they leave motivated to stand up and to be heard. We cannot allow the squeaky wheel, the small minority in our country, to continue to run and get things done while we nice folks sit around on the sidelines. So it's titled Get Off the Sidelines and In the Game, and I'm really excited about it.
So this message is get involved.
Amen, brother. Get involved and be the generation that saves us, because all the things that are going on right now, I'm confident that they will stand up. They will be vocal. They will verbally support the good guys and the good gals out there that are doing it. So that's my goal.
Monday, September the 27th, Rudder Theater. The program will start at 7. Craig will be around for a meet and greet with the A&M students from 6 to 6:30. The tickets are free, but you need to go online to craigjamestour.eventbrite.com. And that's how you get the tickets. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com.
So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 81 degrees right now at the studios. Actually, it's more like about 74. Again, this is the time of day that our temperature sensors on the roof get a little carried away because of the sun beating down on them. We're only headed toward a high today of about 90 with a 40% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. This final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. An arrest has been made in College Station's latest homicide. 45-year-old Stanley Griffin of College Station was arrested Monday night for the murder of 29-year-old Jennifer Haley. Griffin is also accused of causing serious bodily injury to Haley's 9-year-old son. The circumstances of what happened have not been revealed by investigators.
It's very hard for people to understand why we don't give more information out, because we know that the public is concerned and we know that they are alarmed. But releasing too much information in the early stages can really be harmful to the investigation.
The police department's Rhonda Seaton says the 9-year-old came out of surgery late Monday afternoon. That's after he called a family member in Madisonville to report what happened to him and his mom in their home, part of a fourplex in the 2400 block of Perdinalis. The family member then called 911. This is the third homicide in College Station this year. Bryan police believe they have the pickup that struck and killed a local bicyclist Friday night. Police say anonymous tips to Crime Stoppers led investigators to the truck and to someone considered a person of interest. Police say no arrests have been made and the pickup was taken into evidence. 53-year-old Jesus Camarillo was killed after being hit in the 200 block of San Jacinto near 24th Street. Habitat for Humanity in Bryan College Station still plans on building 20 additional homes by July of next year. But at the same time, they continue to address financial losses that are approaching $160,000. Habitat officials say local law enforcement continue to probe the activity of an independent contractor who worked for 6 months before being fired last March. The outside help is accused of writing more than $40,000 in forged or checks that had insufficient signatures. The unidentified contractor is also under investigation for a $113,000 discrepancy between cash receipts in the restore operation and bank deposits. The news comes after last week's arrest of a different person accused of taking more than $5,000 after getting access to Habitat's bank account and routing numbers. Pointing a gun at his roommate's head after choking her for 10 seconds are among the reasons a Bryan man was arrested Monday morning. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Bryan police went to a home at East 29th and Lusa and took to jail 26-year-old Clayton McGee for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and interfering with an emergency phone call. McGee's accused of threatening his roommate with a .357 handgun, which was found underneath a living room couch cushion next to a semi-automatic handgun. Police reported there were bullets in both weapons. McGee's accused of tossing the victim's cell phone as she was trying to make an emergency call. The woman said she got loose, got a house phone, and hid in a bathroom to call 911. The woman said what happened at the home followed McGee drinking too much the night before at a downtown Bryan bar where they stopped serving him. She said McGee tossed a drink at her before he left the bar. She stayed until he called and demanded she come home. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And parents had three opportunities to tell College Station school trustees what they thought of redrawing school boundary lines. Tonight, the Board of Trustees gets its first chance to publicly discuss rezoning. Action is possible on the recommendations made from a committee almost a month ago. Most who spoke in the three recent forums called for getting all schools, particularly elementary schools, closer to the 40% mark of students on free and reduced lunches. Tonight's CSISD trustees meeting starts at 7 o'clock. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 74 degrees right now. This look at news will be followed by your Brazos Valley weather forecast. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
They've shaken things up at Texas Truck Riggins. From truck and SUV accessories to rhinestones, you'll find everything from Ranchette grill guards and bumpers, toolboxes, headache racks, diesel performance chips, spray and bed liners and powder coating, to hand-poured circling candles, embellished yellow box shoes, fun fashion jewelry, and purses. From truck swag to lady bling, you'll find it all at Texas Truck Riggins. Voted best in the Brazos Valley 8 years running. See the Bobonski family at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan for the best in truck accessories. And now, so much more.
837, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, brought to you by United Roofing.
More clouds than sun. Watch for showers and storms. Temperatures today, 85 to 90 degrees. Any showers will start to taper off tonight. Lows drop down to about 75. Tomorrow, partial clearing will take place across the region. A shower or thunderstorm still could pop up. Highs will be near 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows near 75. Thursday, some sunshine with the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs Thursday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, there you go. You know, you set a line in your news, Chase.
Uh-oh.
That I don't know.
Was it factually incorrect?
No, it was factually correct, and the fact that it is was the one that's kind of a stopper.
Then I stand beside it.
That's
I stand
it.
Behind it.
Or there,
I defy
all
you.
Around it.
Yeah. Something
yeah.
or other. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I believe you said this was the third homicide in College Station for this year.
Yep.
That's
sixth in the last 2 years, which yeah. matches the total over a six-year period, 2003 to 2008.
That's the point. Statistically, that's really not something that police folks want to have to be dealing with. It's not anything that citizenry wants to be thinking about. And again, I just kind of put forth the idea of situations that happen that change neighborhoods, that change the demographic makeup of a community. And when you take because statistically, Bryan College Station is not that big a sample. That's not a lot of folks, really. And if you bring in just a few bad actors, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you have people acting in a way that you're not used to. And I'll reference this to go back 30-some-odd years when I was working at the TV station there in Temple. And they would have the most horrendous crimes in Fort Hood, in Killeen. And I'm just shocked over the you know, babies in dumpsters and just horrible domestic violence that was going on, again, 30 years ago. And I said something to the news director one day. He said, you have to understand that this becomes a microcosm of some of the worst people in America who descend upon a statistically small group, small area, and basically live their lifestyle and bring it to us. And I don't know the background on all three of these homicides, but I know that at least one of them had to do with people who weren't living here 2 years ago, who, because of natural situations, moved to our area. And it'd be interesting to know if that's the genesis of all of this, or if it's just that we're getting to be a bigger city. But it has to make people a little bit uncomfortable to know that we've had six homicides in the last 2 years. And again, you say the total, that equals the total of the previous 6 years before that.
Right.
All right. So, okay, here we go. A little story this morning. It's kind of interesting in the LA Times. You know, years and years ago, a guy named Steve Jobs went to the recording industry and said, let me help you come up with a way to protect your content, because if you don't, people are going to steal it. Mm-hmm. And they patted him on the head and said, thank you very much and have a nice day. If we need you, we'll call you. Well, by the time they realized they needed him, it was too late. People were stealing their product. Hollywood has kind of noticed that a little bit. And if you'll think about it, right now, there are a couple of sites where you can go if you missed last night's episode of Fill in the Blank. And we've talked before about Hulu, which is out there, basically for NBC product. If you want to watch it, it's there. Well, now there are more and more sites out there, and the LA Times discusses this morning about how Hollywood is sounding the alarm of these video websites that basically are starting the second wave of piracy having to do with movies. They're concerned about this. Mega Video. Chase, do you know it?
I'm not familiar.
Mega Video and other sites like it offer a vast, unauthorized selection of popular television shows and movies that can be watched with a click of a mouse using the same streaming technology that's found on sites like CNN or Hulu. It demands none of the time or technical sophistication that's required to download a video file, for instance, through BitTorrent or other file sharing technology that's out there. The problem is the numbers are just amazing. Technological leaps in the living room are heightening the problem as far as the movie industry. Manufacturers expect to ship, are you ready, 28 million televisions and 56 million media players with internet connections this year alone. In other words, your computer on your television at home. Lots of people are already doing this, but they feel like this is really, really, really going to ramp up. And as a result, there are going to be more people who are going to be looking for the unauthorized streams that are out there so that you can sit down in your living room now on your 54-inch high-definition television and watch something streamed from the internet that you didn't pay for.
Right.
And so the movie industry, a little concerned about that. Now, NBC Universal owns a part of Hulu, so they're getting a piece of that action, and they like the idea that you watch their television shows. And if you go to Hulu, for instance, you'll find that there's some content that's not there. But for the Blockbuster, bad example, because they're barely on their knees. But Netflix, for instance, Cinema Now, Walmart, all of those people are finding that there's a new competition out there, and pirated video, not only television but also movies, apparently becoming bigger and bigger. So, you know, how do you protect that? How do you keep that from happening? How many people go home every night and watch a video that they've downloaded on either their computer screen or their television screen in their home? It's a big business. They are saying that the final episode of True Blood was watched by 5.4 million viewers, and a tremendous number of them watching them on computers and on their television after being downloaded from the internet or streamed through the internet. Okay, that's all. That's our little tech thing for today. Shelby Heggs has filed a petition in court in Georgia.
Really?
It'll allow him to change his name. County DA say that Shelby, he's got some criminal record there in his background a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's possibly trying to hide that. He's got convictions for drunk driving and marijuana possession.
Well, that's not good.
It's not. Shelby's court petition is that he'd like to change his name now to St. Jody Almighty Bedrock.
Doesn't take himself very seriously, does he?
Well, the court's looking that over. I'm not sure what they're going to do with it, but, he's a bedrock, so that's all right. Let's see what else we got going on here. I read this earlier this morning. 70-year-old British man says his trusty can of air freshener once again came in handy.
Uh-huh.
In warding off a would-be thief. I just kind of like the idea of it being once again coming in handy.
To carry this in a holster?
I'm not sure. Arthur Whitestone, who said he fended off a burglar last year by spraying air freshener in the perp's eyes, said a man wearing a ski mask knocked on his door recently, threatened him with a knife, and it was at that time that he said, I won't hurt you, but he undid the little chain latch on his door right there, and he grabbed his can of air freshener that he keeps beside the door. No, I don't know why. And sprayed it once again in the intruder's eyes. So maybe a good idea to keep your, I mean, if you don't have any mace,
yeah,
go ahead and keep your Glade right there. And
smells like spring garden in my nose
and
right
that's,
now.
And that's the thing. When the officers show up, say, what did he look like? I don't know, but he smelled cinnamon leaf fresh.
Mm-hmm.
He smelled like a bouquet. So just go out there and find some guy who smells like a bouquet, and you'll have the perp for us. Oh, now, Tom, I don't know if I'm stealing your thunder here, but a judge on Monday issued an arrest warrant for Lindsay Lohan. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, because she failed her sobriety test,
yeah.
Her drug test.
I hate that.
Admitted it.
Ah, dog. Well, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I know she'll do just fine. Anyway, all right. Yeah,
such high hopes for the girl.
24 years old, yeah. Judge issued the bench warrant in Beverly Hills.
She packed a lot of living into 24 years.
She has, hasn't she? Now, you talk about a girl who needs to go ahead and have a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, maybe in a negative
way. Maybe at the annual AA meeting. Yeah.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. And while maybe it hasn't been quite as hot as last summer, it's still mighty hot out there. And just like last year, keeping hydrated and keeping healthy, it's a big deal for all of us. The health benefits of drinking plenty of water are well known year-round, but especially when you spend any time outdoors in this 90-plus temperature heat. So that's where my friends over at Culligan have come to my family's rescue for about 16 years now. You see, I have this endless supply of pure, great-tasting, filtered drinking water right at the flip of a spigot at my kitchen sink. Don't ever have to mess with the big bottles or go into those vending machines to fill them up. And I get all of this for less than a dollar a day. You need to check them out because it's going to stay hot for a while and you need to stay healthy and hydrated. So do it the way I do it, with Culligan's help. Call them at 846-0000 or visit them online at bcsculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Flu season is here, and this year UPA wants to make it easier than ever to get your kids vaccinated. Beginning Monday, September 20th, UPA will host a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. No appointments are required, and shots are available for the entire family. Get your flu shot early. You'll help stop the spread of the virus, and that helps our entire community stay healthy. For more information, including specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, I'm always talking about how you'll find a world of treasures at Half Price Books. A constantly changing selection of new and used books, music, movies, and more, because they buy from their neighbors every day. Always new surprises for the whole family. It's why Jenny, the kids, and I are always dropping in. So it comes as no surprise that I get great stories on my page at hpb.com. This one from Daniel pretty much sums it up. You go in and bam, it's all in your face. Books galore, music, movies, and other random stuff you find here and there. And I love the records. Good stuff, great price. I couldn't have said it better. So go to halfpricebooks.com, click on my page, and send me your favorite story. I'll send you a little something to make your next trip to Half Price Books even more fun. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap, on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. And I hope to hear from you real soon.
12 minutes till 9. What, 8:12, half an hour ago. A Missouri high school principal says students wishing to attend this year's dances must sign contracts designed to halt that sexually charged dancing they're doing in high schools.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Crystal Bar of Truman High School in Independence, Missouri. After all, it's Independence, Missouri. Says the contract must be signed by students and their parents before they can attend dances. The contract specifically forbids freaking, grinding, and moshing.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah. The document states that there will be no warnings. Any students caught violating the terms of the contract will be ejected from the dances. Now,
done, huh?
Here's my question, though. Doesn't there need to be some sort of an orientation?
What, like with demonstrations?
Yeah. That's
do
what,
not do this type of dancing.
That's what
as
I'm
you
saying.
See me demonstrating here that's, on Miss Hathaway, the home economics teacher.
That's what I'm saying is,
type of grinding is not allowed.
That's right. This is buckle polishing, and you can't do that. Anyway.
This is freaking, as you see Coach Williams demonstrating.
Yeah. All right, here's the headline to this story. I love it. Painting chimp draws crowds.
I heard what you did there.
A retired circus chimpanzee is drawing crowds to a Brazilian zoo to watch him paint. The 26-year-old chimp named Jimmy.
Jimmy. Carter?
I just said Jimmy, that's all. Has been producing paintings each day for 3 weeks. All right, I just want to digress for a second here. I'm watching the
not end. On this show, pal. No, sorry.
I'm watching the end of O'Reilly yesterday, and he does, I think, Patriots and Pinheads or something. And he does a soundbite from Jimmy Carter's interview with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, where Jimmy says that he hopes that Barack Obama can be as good a president as he was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really did.
Did he say it with a straight face?
Yes! With a smile.
Yeah, so this, far he is.
This, yeah, this guy believes that he was a great president. Do you remember that 20, was it 21% prime interest rate? Was that about right?
I believe that's what it was.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Anyway, somehow, some way, this guy is, his sweater's too tight. I'm just saying. Yeah, he's hoping that'll happen. But yeah, you're right, Tom. He's doing just as well.
Yeah. Right on track, Mr. President. Right on track.
You're right there. Bed bugs have sucked the commercial blood out of Nike's flagship store in Manhattan, New York. It is closed because of an infestation of bed bugs.
That continues to be a problem in New York.
It does, and I saw a story about it. It's kind of interesting. They use dogs to go into apartments to find them. And what they're trying to do now, interestingly enough, is remove the stigma of bed bugs. Saying, like, everybody's got them, so, you know, just go ahead and get them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It used to be there was a time when bed bugs and lice and things like that did have a stigma attached to them, but I guess they're trying to get rid of that. But anyhow, this store closed over the weekend. No indication how the bugs wound up in the shoe store. But they've obviously plagued the Empire State Building, the Brooklyn DA's office. And I forget what the numbers were, but it's a goodly number of people in Manhattan. And again, it's a city that has so many people that are transient, who come in and out of the city or move to different parts of the city, and they bring them with them. But
I thought you were talking about the homeless people there.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. That'd be insensitive. Mm. Now, I am going to talk about ugly people now.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I'll leave the room.
Okay. Ugly people need love, too. That's the mantra of a dating website for the...
Oh, no.
Oh, less... Well, now, I mean, think about it. How long did it take for this to come up? And... You know,
I'm literally bracing myself right now.
It's called uglyschmucks.com. So we're going to go there and we'll come back in a minute.
This is David Gardner. My wife, Julie, and I own David Gardner's Jewelers. For us, as well as our customers, shopping is an experience. What Julie and I enjoy most about shopping locally is the great people we get to work with and the care we receive over the long term. And we know as well as you do that by shopping locally, we are supporting our local community. We love that. Keep the outlook strong for Bryan and College Station. Have fun. Shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Thanks, David. Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay.
I'm not signing up for this.
Look. Okay. Okay. Now.
Because somehow it'll get back to my wife or, you know, a church member.
Are people not seeing your inner beauty? Are you an ugly smuck? Welcome to the elite dating site exclusively for ugly smucks. In today's
day and age, searching for a partner can be such a daunting task, especially if you like a lot of us who aren't that attractive.
Well, I'm just saying, I'll take exception to that right there.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You speak for yourself.
The featured members, we're just going to say their names, okay? There's Marmar.
Oh, dear.
There's Marmar. Lovers Knot. There's a guy from Tuscaloosa whose name, the screen name is Alabama. My favorite is 20-year-old from Portland, Pootie.
Pootie Poot?
Vladimir?
Pootie's from Portland. That's all. I don't know. But, I mean, do you want to be one of the featured members on uglyschmucks.com? Not sure.
It's a probing question.
It is. You can become a VIP member, and you get news feeds about your contact activities and other information. That can be yours. I don't know how much that costs.
I'm sure that's the way most of those dating websites work.
Yeah, we'll get the pricing structure for you at some point in the future if you want to.
But although, I have to say that the commercial that's on TV, and I forget what site it is, it's not, you know, eHarmony or something like that, but it's the one where, you know, very attractive woman is sitting there with her laptop in like a coffee bar or something with her friends, and she's scrolling through the profiles, and they're talking about, you know, a night of romance. And
cut to
her and the guy in the bedroom, and they, you know, they pretty much just start beating each other up, by accident.
Their teeth hit. They knock stuff over.
Yeah, it's a comedy of errors at
absolutely.
That point. So
that's it. All right, let's take a call. Yes.
Yes, this is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, well, you were talking about those bed bugs, okay?
Okay.
And there's two good reasons why we have these infestation of bed bugs now.
Okay.
Okay, bed bugs are endemic in Mexico and the other Latin American countries.
So those folks coming up.
And the reason for that is because of Rachel Carson's book, The Silent Spring, which had this fraudulent material about...
Yeah, DDT, right?
DDT, right, gotcha. Yeah. Yep, yep. And so the people down there can't get DDT. I spend a lot of time in Mexico, you know.
Gotcha. Yep.
And the people down there are, you know, just feeling really horrible, you know, about bed bugs.
Yeah.
Because they can't kill them.
That's right. Yeah, there's no D. Right, exactly. And so they're able to fill in that area where other bugs used to be. All right, got to run right now, though. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's a good point. That was brought up in that story, too. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
1937, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit thing was published. We mentioned 1970 NFL football, and in 2003, a Florida man bought a biscuit jar on eBay. I don't even know what that is, but found the seller was the New Jersey brother he had never met.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. Da-da-da-da-da.
You know, I watched one dance last night of Dancing with Stars. That might be the only time I've ever watched it, but it was kind of neat. Jennifer Grey is one of the contestants this year, and she danced a dance with her partner and said that he reminded her so much of Patrick Swayze, and they danced from a song, from Dirty Dancing, as a matter of fact. So it kind of brought a little tear to the eye. There you go. And we already talked about Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, Larry King is saying goodbye to his CNN show after this week. Did you know that?
Yeah, he's got quite a lineup.
Yeah, he had Jimmy on last night,
Jimmy.
Apparently. I guess Jimmy told us again he was a great president. Tonight it's Baba Wawa. Then Ahmadinejad will be on. Thursday is Jerry Seinfeld again.
Can we capture him?
Very good. Yeah, it'd be a good idea. Jerry Seinfeld one more time, and then Friday,
who wins it?
Saturday Night Live cast, and Lorne Michaels will be there. All right, we're back tomorrow.